play ball!
American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage today here on 1230 KHIS in Omaha for day number three of the state American Legion baseball tournament. Hastings 5 points back, playing an elimination ball game today against Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig and coach down to, I guess, the final game here, so to speak. It's a winner or go home. It's an elimination ball game.
Yeah, you know, nobody likes to be in this situation. We're 3-1 in it so far this year. Hopefully we can come out 4-1.
Hastings losing last night to Associated Fire by a score of 8-1, fell behind early in that ball game and really never got into the thing.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. They put it on us early. We had to play from behind, and that's tough to do, especially in a big state tournament like this against good teams like playing La Vista South. So, you know, it's kind of been our thing, getting behind early and trying to catch up and come back in the late innings. But it's, you know, it's not a... the ideal
Hastings
way of doing
things. To the local information you
good
need
pitch.
And the music you
Jacob.
Want. 1230.
Six innings for Associated Fire and pretty much shut us down.
Yeah, he was really good. A lot of curveballs for strikes. At one point, I think he was 18 to 21 batters that he faced that he threw a curveball first pitch. And, you know, there's throwing a curveball first pitch and there's throwing a curveball for a first pitch and being ahead in the count 0-1, which, you know, our guys were trying not to swing at curveballs early in the count. And he did a good job. He took advantage of it. They knew we weren't going to do it, and he was up 0-1, and then he can throw whatever he wants.
We had our opportunities, I think, a couple of times, left bases and, you know, runners in scoring position. I think we had the bases loaded a couple of times and left 11 or 12 base runners on base for the ball game. So we had chances to put some runs on the board.
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, most of the time when we had people on base, it was with two outs, and you're down 8 runs. You can't give outs late in games. You know, where we would maybe normally squeeze, you know, down 8 runs, that gives us 1 run, but also gives them another out. So if you're going to get down, we got to be able to find a way to hit, come up with those timely hits and base hits because, you know, we've got to change how we want to do things.
We really play a different type of game when we have the lead, don't we?
Yeah, you sure do. You know, we can – our offense is predicated. If we can get up, then we can do exactly what we want. If we keep ourselves within a run or two, you know, we can do how we want. But we don't have that team that's going to go out and mash a bunch of double hit, you know, doubles in the gaps. We're going to go up there and single, move station to station for the most part. So it's hard to catch up against, especially against good pitching like we saw last night.
Brock Dreher, after maybe struggling the game before, came through with 3 base hits before he had 3 out of the 8 hits that we had last night.
Yeah, you know, he's been great all year. We've sung his praises all year. Went 0 for 5 in the first game, came back and got us 3 this game. You know, it's just he's had a great year, short memory, and, you know, got over the first game and came out and produced in the second game.
Now the team is probably going to have a short memory. Got to sweep what happened last night aside because this is, like we said, a do-or-die situation today.
Yep, you know, and we've been relaxed all day. We had team breakfast, went and had lunch, and guys have been upbeat. You know, nobody seems to be just sitting worrying about this thing. You know, if anything, we'll take our experience from last week and put it into this game, hopefully.
Won a couple of elimination ball games at the area tournament, so it seems like we've been playing in these do-or-die situations for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, our back's been against the wall a lot here, and here it is again. So hopefully, like I said, we can learn from that experience we had last week. And got Zach Merrill on the mound that we won on the mound, so we're ready for it.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Lincoln Southwest as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me from fast. Yes, of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball.
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long. Pepsi, live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
Back with Hastings 5 points Bank's head coach Russ Kindig. Hastings in the elimination ball game today of the state tournament here in Omaha as we take on Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, a team we saw way back in the month of May, and they beat us by the score of 1-0 at the end of the month. What do you remember out of that team?
Really good at the plate. Logan, that Foster kid in left field is really strong. Kaltenberger kid at first is going to be good. Anderson behind the plate. You know, they're a good team all around. You know, they did well in the Mike Peterson tournament. So they've won some big games this year, and we're going to have to try and stop them tonight.
Zach Merrill, like you said, on the mound for Hastings in this ball game. He pitched two innings the other night to pick up the win in the first game of this area tournament. How you come back with him tonight? Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, Zach feels a lot more comfortable coming out of the bullpen to start the game rather than come out of the bullpen in that seventh or eighth. And that it's just a different situation there. He comes in and just we asked him to throw a bunch of fastballs and throw strikes and get ahead of hitters, and they hit him a little bit, but you know he wasn't throwing anything but fastballs. Today he'll mix that fastball, curveball, changeup, and hopefully keep guys off balance and keep us in the ballgame.
I would assume everybody is available here tonight maybe to go on the mound if Zach runs into problems.
Yep, definitely. Alex Panganiban, Matt Krantz, Alex Mendoza, Ryan Kern, everybody.
Talk about this game here against Lincoln Southwest. Obviously, it'll be a tough one. You guys have to play maybe a lot better than we did, obviously, in last night's ball game to win this thing.
Yeah, we're going to have to. We got to make plays, and last night we had two plays that we had to make and didn't. You know, they weren't routine by any means. Not very often do we work on a 2-5 throw from the catcher and our shortstop taking balls off a glove of our pitcher and trying to get it over there. You know, those are tough plays, and two sophomores happen to be in that situation. They'll get better from it. They'll make plays today, so we're not worried about it.
All right, good luck today.
Thanks.
Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings 5 points Bank. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to South Omaha. It's day number 3 of the State American Legion baseball tournament on 1230 KHAS. Hastings facing elimination here this afternoon as they take on Southwest Pinnacle Bank, a team out of Lincoln Southwest here in the elimination contest here this evening. Southwest going to be the visiting team. We are underway, getting a couple of minute head start here. Day number 2, or day number 3 with the second game here today. Southwest currently 26-13 in the season. Hastings coming in with a mark of 28 wins and 19 losses. Zach Merrill is going to be on the mound for Hastings here in this ball game today, the elimination contest. Merrill, he threw the other night, in fact, picked up a win in the first ball game. As Hastings won the opener here in the state tournament, as Eli Lovell hits that one right to first baseman Alex Panganiban, who goes over and touches the bag to record the out to get this ball game underway. So Eli Lovell, he rounds out to the first baseman to begin the ball game here tonight. Now Jackson Rempe will come to the plate next. Merrill again threw two innings in the ball game. In the opener the other night, as Hastings knocked off Millard North by the score of 10-6. Merrill, a couple of days rest, and he comes back here. He threw 46 pitches in a ball game against Millard North the other night. pick up the win. So he's back out there in this elimination ball game as he goes to work on Jackson Rempe, the right fielder. Zach Merrill, the other night, two innings pitched. He gave up six hits and three runs, no walks and no strikeouts. Again, he threw about 46 pitches in the ball game on the opening night. There's a ball hit right back to the pitcher, Merrill, as he goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So two up, two down here for Southwest Pinnacle Bank. These two teams played during the regular season way back to the end of May, opening month of the season. And Lincoln and Southwest was able to beat Hastings by a score of 1-0. They scored an unearned run in the first inning of play and then went on to shut out Hastings the rest of the way. And Lincoln Southwest beat Hastings during the regular season 1-0. Southwest so far here in the state tournament, they lost to KB Bowling in the opening round the other day by a score of 12-0. And then last night they came back and beat Cornerstone Insurance out of Columbus by a score of 17-4. There's a high fly ball. It's going to be over the head of Brock Dreher out in center field. It goes to the wall. Around the bag at second on his way to third base is going to be Logan Foster, and Foster is in there with a stand-up triple. So Hastings retires the first two guys they face here out of the Southwest Pinnacle Bank lineup. That one was hit hard by Logan Foster. Head coach Russ Kindig talked about him during the pregame show just a few minutes ago. Logan Foster unleashes one to center field way over the head of Brock Dreher out there. And Southwest Pinnacle Bank has got a base runner on at third base, and nobody, or actually two men out here in the first inning of play. This is Connor Behrens coming up there next. And he pops this one up. It's going to be out towards shortstop. Reimer grabs it, and the inning is over. So they give up the triple to Logan Foster. And that is it. It's Connor Behrens. He flies out to the shortstop, Sam Reimer. So Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, they score no runs on a base hit. No errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Lincoln Southwest, nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskey, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. The batting order for Hastings, Brock Dreher leading off. He's in center field today. Jamison Cockrell, the right fielder, bats second. Alex Paganiba, the first baseman, will bat third. Then we'll see Mason Spilinick batting in the number four position. He's at third base today. Brooks Asher, the catcher, is batting fifth. In the sixth spot, you got Zach Merrill, the pitcher. Then Ryan Kern, the second baseman, batting seventh. Braden Valentine, the left fielder, batting eighth. And Sam Reimer, the shortstop, batting ninth. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, we've already seen Eli Lovell, the shortstop. He was the leadoff hitter. Jackson Rempe, the right fielder, batting second. Then the left fielder, Logan Foster, and Connor Behrens, the third baseman. David Kaltenberger is going to be the first baseman. He'll bat fifth. Eric Anderson, the catcher, batting sixth. As Chase Goble, the second baseman, batting seventh for Lincoln Southwest. Connor Studick, the designated hitter, batting eighth. And Lucas Moroz, the center fielder, batting ninth. And the pitcher today for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank is Derek Glenn. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. And temperature-wise, an absolutely gorgeous day for American Legion baseball action today here in South Omaha. Partly cloudy skies, the temp standing at 79 degrees. Winds out of the northwest at about 8 miles per hour as Brock Dreher sends that one out to left field and is retired in the play. That just made out there by Logan Foster. So Brock Dreher leads off the Hastings half of the first inning by flying out to the left fielder, Logan Foster. This is Jameson Cockrell coming to the plate next for Hastings. He is the right fielder. Good day today for some area teams. Sutton wins today in the elimination ball game in the Class C state tournament down in Hebron. They beat Wymore today by the 10-run rule, 14-4. So Sutton will move on to another elimination ball game tomorrow at 5:30. Connie Runza on the Grand Island side of the Class A state tournament picked up a win over Ralston First State Bank. They won today 10-3. Connie Runza moves on to another elimination ball game at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. There's another high fly ball onto a deep left field and grabbing the ball out there again. Second straight batter, Logan Foster, records the out. So both Dreher and Cockrell fly out to left field. Now Alex Panganiban comes up there next for Hastings. He is the first baseman. If Hastings wins here tonight, they would play at 8 o'clock tomorrow. If Hastings loses this ball game, their season is over. This would be the second loss of the state tournament, so their season would effectively be over after this one. So Hastings in a do-or-die situation here tonight against Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Here comes a pitch in there by Derek Glenn that's going to be in there for a strike. There's now no balls and one strike to Alex Panganiban for Hastings, batting in the number four position here tonight for Hastings. There's a ground ball toward third, fielded there by Behrens. He goes across the diamond, and that's going to be in time, and Hastings goes down in order here in inning number one. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the second with a score. Lincoln Southwest, nothing. Hastings, nothing.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
KHAS.
Mike Will back here. The State American Legion Baseball Tournament today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing in their third game here. It's the elimination game with John Stella Field in South Omaha today. Hastings taking on Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank as we move to the top of the second inning. Hastings, the home team again this afternoon, playing another nine-inning affair here today. David Kaltenberger is the first guy to come to the plate here in the second inning and fouls away the first pitch down the first base side. So Kaltenberger falls behind in the count. He's batting about a number five position here today. Yesterday against Columbus Cornerstone Insurance, this is a team that banged out 20 base hits in that ball game, scored 17 runs and beat Columbus in that one very easily by a score of 17-4 to eliminate Columbus after a couple of ball games. Kaltenberger fouls away this pitch. Has no balls and two strikes yesterday. Kaltenberger was 3-for-3 in that ball game against Columbus. Had three RBIs in that one. Had a double in that contest. Kaltenberger waiting on the pitch here from Merrill. It's going to be up high for a ball. Has one ball and two strikes now on the batter for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, David Kaltenberger. He'll be followed up by Eric Anderson, the catcher, and then Chase Goble. There's a ball hit right to the second baseman and grabbing the ball there for Hastings' Ryan Kern. Kaltenberger lines out to the second baseman, Ryan Kern, for the first out of the ball game here in the second inning. That's going to bring up Eric Anderson next, the catcher. Anderson yesterday in the ball game against Columbus. He was 1-for-4, scored a couple of runs. Had one RBI in that contest as he fouls away this first pitch back to the screen, nothing and one to Eric Anderson. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, 26-13 in the season. During the summer, they got one win over Hastings way back at the end of May. Hastings coming in a mark of 28 wins and 19 losses. Both of these teams are 1-1 here at the state tournament in Omaha. Next pitch to Eric Anderson is going to be inside a little bit low, and the count is at one ball and one strike now to the number six hitter in the Southwest Pinnacle Bank lineup, Eric Anderson. Zach Merrill pitching out there for Hastings Five Points Bank tonight. Throws a fastball that misses outside. It's going to be two balls and one strike. Brooks Asher doing the catching chores again for Hastings. Alex Panganiban down there at first base with Ryan Kern at second. Sam Reimer is at shortstop, and Mason Spilenick is down there at third base as the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Now three balls and one strike to Anderson. Out on the outfield for Hastings, Braden Valentine out in left field, Brock Dreher out in center, and Jamison Cockrell in right field. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike right on the outside corner. So now they've worked the count full of three balls and two strikes to Eric Anderson. Zach Merrill, his second appearance of the state tournament. He's 1-0 here in the state tourney after picking up a win the other day. There's a ground ball towards short. Reimer's got it as he gobbles it up and goes over to first baseman Alex Panganiban to record the outs. So a 6-3 put out there. Reimer at shortstop over to Alex Panganiban at first base. There's two men out now for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Now Chase Goble comes to the plate next. Goble is the second baseman. He played in the ball game yesterday against Columbus as well. He was 1-for-3 from the plate, but had four RBIs. He hits that one right back to Merrill, bobbles the ball, then he picks it up, runs it toward first, and underhands it to first baseman Panganiban, and the inning is over. As Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, they go down in order here in the second inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Lincoln Southwest, nothing. Hastings, nothing.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Class A Junior State Tournament being held at Elkhorn South. Grand Island Five Points Bank will play Millard South in the winner's bracket final tonight at 7 o'clock. In the Senior State Tournament at Grand Island in the National Division side of things, Grand Island Home Federal plays Omaha Creighton Prep PI Midwest tonight in the winner's bracket final. Earlier today, Connie Runza taking care of Ralston First State Bank in the elimination ball game, 10-3. So Connie will play in another elimination ball game at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. It's Hastings and Lincoln Southwest here tonight from John Stella Field in South Omaha. Hastings and Lincoln Southwest still scoreless as Hastings bats here in the second inning. There's Mason Spillin getting that one right back to Glenn on the pitcher's mound as he runs it toward first base and underhands it to Kaltenberger, and Mason Spilenick has retired easily here in inning number two. And that's going to bring up Brooks Asher next, the catcher for Hastings. Asher so far during the state tournament, just 2 out of 8 from the plate. He's batting .250 here in the state tourney. No home runs and one RBI. Asher throws under the plate, or Asher watches one come to the plate. It's going to be a strike on the inside corner. Nice pitch delivered there by Derek Glenn, who's getting the call here for Lincoln Southwest in this elimination ball game, a right-hander. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that's going to hit the inside corner for another strike. And Asher is behind on the count at no balls and two strikes. Hastings dressed in their white bottoms here tonight with their North Carolina Tar Heel blue tops here. White and white for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. They've got the green trim today. Hastings, the home team, again this afternoon here in this elimination ball game. There's a ball hit right to the second baseman, and grabbing it out there is going to be Chase Goble. So neither team able to get anything going. That was hit right to the second baseman, Chase Goble, as Asher lines out to second base. And that's going to bring up the pitcher now for Hastings, Zach Merrill. Merrill here during the state term has got just one hit and six trips to the plate. He's hitting .167 this weekend. He's got one RBI to his credit. He struck out a couple of times. He has walked three times in the two ball games here as he takes a pitch in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing at one to Zach Merrill. Merrill batting from the right-hand side. Derek Glenn is a right-handed thrower here for Lincoln Southwest as Glenn misses with a fastball there. One ball and one strike. Ryan Kern would be next, and then Braden Valentine. As Derek Glenn working quickly out there for Lincoln Southwest, there's the ball that's going to be hit to the shortstop, and he makes the catch on the run. He is heading towards second base. Eli Lovell grabs that one as Zach Merrill flies out to short to end the inning. So Hastings goes down in order in the second. No runs, no hits, and no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third with a score. Lincoln Southwest, nothing. Hastings, nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here today on 1230 KHAS from South Omaha. Elimination ball game between Hastings Five Points Bank and Lincoln Southwest. Zach Merrill, the pitcher for Hastings, during the regular season, he was 5-1. He had thrown 49 innings this summer for Hastings. Again, his record 5-1. He's got four saves. On those 49 innings, he has given up 52 hits, 18 runs, 9 of those earned, 18 base on balls, 58 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 1.28. Again, he pitched two innings the other night and picked up the win as Hastings won the opening ball game here in the state tournament as they beat Omaha North by a score of 10-6. Last night, Hastings losing to Papillion La Vista South by the score of 8-1. There's a Sudik laying down a bunt, fielded there by Merrill on the mound. He goes to first base, close play over there, but he's got him. Donner Sudik lays down a bunt. Nice one right in front of the plate. Merrill comes off of the mound to grab it and quickly gets it over to first baseman Alex Panganiban to record the out. So now Lucas Morose comes to the plate next. He's the center fielder. Rose comes to the plate. He was 3-for-4 yesterday in that ball game against Columbus. Scored a couple of runs, had a double in that ball game. Also two RBIs. Is this one towards center field, and it's going to be mishandled out there by the second baseman of base hits. Ryan Kern got over there. It was just a blooper out towards center. Just barely got out of the infield. Ryan Kern was back there, where he seems to get a glove on it, but it's going to be a base hit for Lucas Morose. So Lincoln Southwest gets their second base runner this ball game. That's going to bring up the top of the order now, and Eli Lovell. Lovell hit one back to the first baseman back there in inning number one. No score between Lincoln Southwest and Hastings Five Points Bank here tonight in the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament. Eli Lovell looks at a pitch there from Merrill. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Eli Lovell. He played yesterday that ball game against Columbus as well. Had a pretty good day. He was 2-for-4. Everybody on this team had a good day for Lincoln Southwest against Columbus as they hammered out 20 base hits and 17 runs. There's a ball hit to right field, and Jameson Cockrell makes the play on the ball out there. Cockrell grabs that one and holds onto it. On the run, over toward the foul line. Eli Lovell flies out to right field. That's the second out now for Lincoln Southwest here in this third inning of play. Jackson Rempe comes to the plate next. He's the right fielder. He went back to the pitcher back there in the first inning. Likewise, he had a couple of base hits in the ball game yesterday against Columbus, scored two runs. Had a couple of singles in that ball game. He takes a strike here, 0-1 to Jackson Rempe. Logan Foster would be next. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank has got two men out here in the third inning of play. No score between Hastings and Lincoln Southwest tonight. Merrill throws it over to first base. Diving back in there is going to be Morose for Southwest. Yesterday, they attempted only one stolen base. They really didn't have to run with a big lead most of the way. They were 0-for-1 in stealing bases yesterday. There goes the runner at first base. It's a pitch out. Throw down there by Asher is right on the money, and they got him down at second base. Hastings called that one perfectly. A pitch out as the catcher for Hastings, Brooks Asher, had an easy strike down at second base, and they pick off Lucas Moreau's down there at second base to record the third out of the inning. That's all she wrote for Lincoln Southwest. They scored no runs on a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Lincoln Southwest nothing, Hastings nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Into the bottom of the third inning here tonight in South Omaha. Hastings nothing and Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank nothing. Hastings batting now here in the bottom of the third, and we've got the bottom of the third of the batting order up there. Ryan Curran, Brayden Valentine, and Sam Reimer. So Curran playing at second base tonight. Hastings has gone down in order in the first two innings tonight against Derry Glenn and Lincoln Southwest. And now Ryan Curran is behind on the count here at 1-2. 1-2 the count to Ryan Curran with Valentine in the on-deck circle. Derry Glenn rocks and fires. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Derek Glenn on the mound for Lincoln Southwest, and Eric Anderson behind the plate. Coltenberger is over there at first base. Goble at second. Lovell is at shortstop. Behrens at third base. Out of the outfield, Foster, Rose, and Rimpey from left to right. Derek Glenn rocks and fires. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung out. It's going to be hit to the center field. A nice catch out there. Did he hang on to it? Yes. Lucas Morose with a nice catch out there. Out in center field, makes the catch for the first out here for Lincoln Southwest. Kern flies out to the center. Here comes Valentine up there next. Brayden Valentine. He's the left fielder. So Valentine comes up there. He is 0-for-2 so far here in the state tournament for Hastings. He has scored a run. He hits this one right back out in front of the plate. Fielded there by Glenn. Runs it toward first. Underhands it to Coltenberger. And Brayden Valentine is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Now Sam Reimer comes up there next. This ball game shaping up much like the first ball game between these two teams at the end of May, just when they were getting their season started. Lincoln Southwest scoring a unearned run in the top of the first inning against Hastings, and Hastings had a tough time getting their bats going in that ball game. They dropped a 1-0 decision to Lincoln Southwest at the end of May. Here's Sam Reimer. He's going to score around the bunt, pulls it back, but takes a strike to the outside corner, 0-1 to Sam Reimer. Reimer's having a pretty good state tournament so far. He's got two base hits and six trips to the plate, couple of runs scored. He's got one RBI. As the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-1 to the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. That is Sam Reimer. Two men out here in the third. Next pitch by Derek Glenn is going to miss down low for a ball. That's now 2-1 to Reimer. If he can get aboard, we'll see the top of the order again. And Brock Dreher. Reimer has walked twice here during the state tournament. He has struck out twice. He takes a pitch inside for a ball here that moves him away from the plate. And the count is at 3-2. So 3-2 the count now to the shortstop for Hastings. Derek Glenn gets his sign from his catcher Anderson. Pitch is on the way. Hit right to the second baseman of the inning is over. Chase Goble grabs that one as a Reimer lines out to the second baseman. So Hastings goes down in order for the third straight inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the top of the fourth. With a score, Lincoln Southwest, nothing. Hastings, nothing.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Brown Park with John Stellafield in South Omaha today for American Legion Baseball from the state tournament. Hastings playing this elimination ball game against Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. So far, we are scoreless through three innings as Lincoln Southwest will come to bat here in the top half of the fourth to face Zach Merrill and Hastings. That'll be Jackson Rempe, the right fielder, Logan Foster, the left fielder, and also Connor Behrens, the third baseman. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see David Kaltenberger, a first baseman here in the ballgame. As Zach Merrill goes to work, and he throws a strike here to get things started. Nothing and one down to Jackson Rempe. No walks for Zach Merrill yet in the ballgame. No strikeouts, but he's had a ton of ground balls, a couple of lineouts. And Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank has recorded a couple of base hits, but nothing across the plate yet. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. One and one the count. Next pitch is hit by the second baseman, Kern. That is in the center field and is picked up there by Brock Greer. So there's a base hit for Lincoln Southwest. Jackson Rempe gets on the base pads now. That's going to be hit number three in the ball game for Southwest. And that's going to bring up Logan Foster next. Foster unleashed a deep one his first time up there to center field. That a stand-up triple. So Foster comes up there now. He's one for one in this ball game as he comes to the plate here in the fourth inning. A pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. Good scoop up there by Asher behind the plate. Comes off with a mask and keeps that base runner down there at first base. Rempe is on at first, and Logan Foster to the plate now for Lincoln Southwest. We talked about it during the pregame show, a very dangerous hitter here for Pinnacle Bank. There goes the runner at first base. The ball is going to be hit to the right side. Kern was going over toward the bag at second to cover it, and the hole is open over there. The runner runs to third base as well. There's Foster, a head first slide down to second base. He's going to be, no, they got him down to second base. Runner ends up at third base on the play. Logan Foster trying to get to a second on the play, and they throw him out down there. So Logan Foster, the hit and run was on. The runner was going at first base. So as soon as Kern saw that, he was heading over toward the bag at second to cover the bag over there. Logan Foster does a great job hitting behind him, and Kern was not there. Finally, he got on the ball. He threw it over to third base. That was not in time, but Logan Foster then retired in the play as they come back to the bag at second. But a man comes around to a third base on the play, and now there's one man out as Connor Behrens comes to the plate next for Lincoln Southwest as he hits that one toward right field. It's going to be in foul territory. So Logan Foster, he did exactly what he was going to do there, what he wanted to do, a hit and run to the right side of the diamond. Kern was nowhere close to that ball. So Rempe got away to a third base on the play. Foster trying to stretch that baby to second base, and he was thrown out down there by a nice play by the third baseman for Hastings, Mason Spilnick. So they get the tag down at second base. There's the ball hit back to Merrill on the mound. He grabs it, goes to first base, and the runner stays put at third. Connor Behrens is retired on the play from pitcher to first. That's the second out now here in the fourth inning. And David Kaltenberger comes up there next. He's the first baseman. He lined out to the second baseman, Ryan Kern, back there in inning number two. So Lincoln Southwest has got a base runner along to third base in scoring position. And now the pitching coach for Hastings, Kevin Asher, is going to trot to the mound here and discuss things, how they want to pitch to David Kaltenberger with a man on at third base. You get the funny feeling that a couple of runs and this one could win this contest. They want to make sure they can chop down the runner here. If that's the case, David Kaltenberger is at the plate. Jackson Rempe is down there at third base. Actually, a short little conference. He trots back to the first base dugout tonight. Kaltenberger will come to the plate now for Lincoln Southwest. He was 3-for-3 yesterday in that ball game against Columbus. Scored a couple of runs. Had a double in that contest. Also, a base on balls. Did not strike out. Kaltenberger is up to the plate right now. Here in the fourth inning, they're trying to give Lincoln Southwest the lead in the elimination ball game against Hastings 5 points Bank. Merrill comes with a breaking pitch there. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one down to Kaltenberger, the first baseman for Lincoln Southwest. Zach Merrill working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. High and inside. It's going to be one ball and one strike down to Kaltenberger. Eric Anderson will follow him. Valentine, Dreher, and Cockrell at regular depth out there in the outfield. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Back out of play, and the count is at one ball and two strikes. Hastings loses here. Their season is over. If they win, they'll play in the 8 o'clock ball game tomorrow night against an opponent to be named later on tonight. Still a couple of teams remaining in this one. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now two balls and two strikes to David Kaltenberger. Standing in the right-hand batter's box as Merrill gets his sign from Brooks Asher. Next pitch hit on the ground towards short, fielded by Reimer. Reimer goes to first base, and it's in time, and Hastings gets out of the inning. So David Kaltenberger is retired in the play from short to first. So Lincoln Southwest gets a man around in the scoring position at third base but does not score as Lincoln Southwest scores no runs. On a couple of base hits, no errors on Hastings, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth now with a score. Lincoln Southwest nothing, Hastings nothing.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress provide you the solution. With a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, you'll get the legendary support of the pocketed coil technology plus air-cooled memory foam for a cool, comfortable sleep. Get more than you expect with free local delivery with any Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set purchase. Sleep in comfort again with a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress from Furniture Direct in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings 5 points Bank. They will bat now here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight between Hastings 5 points Bank and Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank in the elimination ball game of the State American Legion Baseball Tournament in Omaha. Brock Dreher is the first guy to come to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth, and the first pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. Here comes the next one, a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. Count is even up at one ball and one strike. Hastings so far has got an order, gone down in order for the first three innings. There's the next pitch. It looks good, and it's in there for another strike. One ball and two strikes. Hastings ran into a good pitcher last night in that ball game against Papillion La Vista South. Jacob Burroughs kind of shut us down for a while. There's the ball hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. So Hastings has their first base hit of the ball game. Brock Dreher. He singles to left field, so Hastings has a base runner here in the fourth. Jameson Cockrell comes up there next. Brock Dreher gets a base hit there for Hastings. That's his fourth base hit of the state tournament. Jameson Cockrell comes to the plate next for Hastings, batting in the number two position. Cockrell so far in the state tourney, just 1 out of 8. He scored one run. There's a ball hit out in front of the plate. Mishandled by the third baseman. Everybody's going to be safe, but now they got Dreher tie up between second and third base. Dreher in a rundown heading towards second. They're going to tag him out there, but taking second base on the play is going to be Cockrell. So a mistake there by Brock Dreher. Jameson Cockrell hits that one in the infield. It was mishandled by the third baseman, Connor Behrens. So an error is going to be chalked up on Connor Behrens to allow Cockrell to reach base. But then they catch Brock Dreher down there at second base. Got him in a rundown between second and third as he kind of made a big turn there at second base, and they eventually got him in the rundown between second and third base. So now there's one man out and one man on for Hastings at second base, and that's going to bring up Alex Pangadiba next. Alex Pangadiba coming to the plate next for Hastings. He grounded out his first time up there. Man is on at second for Hastings. That is Jameson Cockrell. As the pitch is going to be down low for a ball on Bango. Bango is hitting at 500 coming into the ball game here in the state tournament. 5 out of 10 in the first two ball games for Hastings. There's a throw to the second base. Not in time as Cockrell is back in there. Bango in the first two ball games had a couple of RBIs. 5 base hits, 2 runs scored. No walks and no strikeouts in the ball game against Millard North and Papillion La Vista South. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and Pangadiba now ahead on the count of 3 balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count down to Pangadiba with Mason Spelenick due up there next. Hastings threatening here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. No score between Lincoln Southwest and Hastings. Here's the next pitch by Derek Glenn. It's going to be in there for a strike. As Pangadiba was taking all the way there, 3 balls and 1 strike now in Pango. Backs out of the batter's box, looks at head coach Russ Kindig. Russ with his hands on his hips down there in the third base coaching box. Here comes the 3-1 pitch now to Pangadiba. That's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up here by Derek Klein. Hastings now got base runners on at first and second base here in the fourth inning. That's the first walk of the ball game given up by Glenn. Mason Spelenick comes to the plate next. Spelenick, he hit one back to the pitcher back there in inning number 2. And here comes the curveball to him. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now nothing and one. To Mason Spelenick for Hastings 5 points back. 3 out of 9 from the plate in the first two ball games here at the state tournament this weekend. Derek Glenn looks towards second, offers one to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. And the count is now even up at 1 ball and 1 strike. Spelenick has got a couple of runs scored here in the state tournament so far, a couple of RBIs. No walks, and he's got 1 strikeout. Calls a timeout as he backs out of the batter's box and now re-enters. Digs back in. 1 man out for Hastings here in the bottom of the fourth. No score between Southwest and Hastings in this elimination ball game. And now Derek Glenn again wheels towards second base. No throw, but back in there quickly for Hastings is Jameson Cockrell. Cockrell is at second base, and Alex Pangadiba is at first. And Derek Glenn works on Mason Spelenick. There's a ball hit to the left side fielder there by the third baseman. His throw is to first, and that's going to be in time. Runners advance. Spelenick is thrown out of the play from third to first. Moving down to second on the play is going to be Pangadiba. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Jameson Cockrell. And now Brooks Asher comes to the plate for Hastings. Asher, he lined out to these second baseman his first time up there in inning number 2. So Hastings with a chance to get on the scoreboard and take the lead here in the fourth inning, something they did not have yesterday in that ball game against Papillion La Vista South. They fell behind early in that one and it got away from them as they trailed at 1.8-0, eventually losing 8-1 as they struggled throughout the final couple of innings to put runs on the scoreboard. Pitch is going to be onside on Brooks Asher, 1-0 the count. Derek Glenn working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. A little check swing strike there. Asher wanted to pull the trigger and did not. And the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike. Asher coming into this ball game just 2 out of 8 from the state tournament. He has scored a run in the first two ball games with 1 RBI. 1 walk and he has struck out 4 times. There's a big swing and a miss. And Asher is behind the count now with 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hastings left 12 runners on base last night in the 9-inning ball game against Papillion La Vista South. Unable to come up with a base hit when they needed to, and they eventually lost the ball game by a score of 8-1. Asher behind in the count here at 1-2 with runners at second and third base. There's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. Brooks Asher strikes out. That's going to be strikeout number 1 in the ball game for Derek Glenn, and it comes at a big spot with Hastings with runners at second and third base. So we go to the top of the fifth now with a score of Lincoln Southwest, nothing, Hastings nothing.
In a world where summer thirst runs rampant, a new type of refreshment is looking to rule. Something new. Something big. Something real big. From the creators of Pepsi. The biggest thing to hit summer since the sun. It's Pepsi made with real sugar. Prepare to experience explosions of taste. Daring acts of refreshment and more flavor than one summer can handle. With amazing made with real sugar performances from Pepsi, wild cherry, and vanilla flavors. Plus, chilling performances by frosted glasses and ice cubes. This summer, refreshment has a new address. And it's closer than you think. Make it a real big summer with three new flavors of Pepsi made with real sugar. It's the only summer blockbuster guaranteed to leave you satisfied. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Class A Junior State Tournament being played at Elkhorn South this weekend. And early this week, Grand Island 5 Points Bank will be playing Millard South tonight in the winner's bracket final at 7 o'clock. A Senior State Tournament in Grand Island National Division here in Class A. Grand Island Home Federal, big ball game tonight with Creighton Prep PI Midwest. They'll play at 7:30. In the winner's bracket final. Connie Runzo picked up a win this afternoon in the elimination ball game over Ralston First State Bank. Connie runs a 10, Ralston 3. Connie plays in another elimination ball game tomorrow at 4:30. Class C State Tournament going on at Hebron. Earlier today in the elimination ball game, Sutton over Wymore 14-4. Sutton plays in another elimination ball game tomorrow at 5:30. Tonight in the winner's bracket final of the Class C State Tournament, you've got Shelton Gibbon up against Hebron. That gets underway at 8 o'clock. Hastings 5 Points Bank playing in the elimination ball game here in the American Division in South Omaha, taking on Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. We're scoreless as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Zach Merrill stays out there for Hastings. 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order for Lincoln Southwest. That's Eric Anderson, Chase Goble, and also Connor Sudik. And Anderson is up to right now as he fouls away the pitch. And the count is at 1-1 now to Eric Anderson. He's the catcher for Lincoln Southwest. He grounded out his first time up there. The pitch by Merrill is going to be down low for a ball, 2-1. If you're just joining us, Zach Merrill, he was the winning pitcher the other night in the opening round as Hastings picked up the win over Millard North. He threw 2 innings in that ball game. 46 pitches. Merrill takes a day off, or a couple of days off, and now he's being called on here on a Monday to take on the Lincoln Southwest in this elimination ball game, and he walks him here as the next pitch comes back to the screen. So a base on ball is given up there by Merrill, and that's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Zach. Lincoln Southwest has got a base runner here in the fifth inning. Chase Goble comes to the plate next. Goble, he's 0-1 here in this ball game as he hit one back to the pitcher back there in inning number 2. Goble yesterday in that ball game against Columbus, who was 1 out of 3 from the plate, scored a run. Had 4 RBIs, though. Did not walk and did not strike out. So Chase Goble out of the number 7 position. Coming to the plate here for Lincoln Southwest with nobody out in inning number 5 in a scoreless ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It comes back to the screen. Ball gets away from Asher. And all the way back to second base is going to be Eric Anderson. A wild pitch there on the Zach Merrill. Got by the catcher, Brooks Asher, back to the screen. There's not a whole lot of area between the foul line and the stands and also behind the plate here. Asher was able to get back on it, but running down to second base easily was Eric Anderson. There's an attempted bunt now fouled away. And the count now is at 2-1. 2-1 the count to Chase Goble for Lincoln Southwest. And Southwest dressed in their white uniforms, their green trim here tonight. Hastings on their white bottoms and their North Carolina Tar Heel blue. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again as Goble tries to bunt it. Fouls it back to the screen. 2 balls and 2 strikes now in Chase Goble. Connor Sudik, the designated hitter, is due up there next. So Lincoln Southwest has got a base runner at second. They had a base runner at third base in the last inning and did not score. There's the ball hit to left field. Braden Valentine picks it up. Staying at third base on the play is going to be Eric Anderson. It's now Lincoln Southwest. He's got runners at the corners. At first and third base, as Chase Goebel delivers up a single to left field. Anderson moves over to third on the play, and now Connor Sudik comes up there next. Connor Sudik, he will bat from the right-hand side. That's going to be the fifth base hit of the ball game now for Lincoln Southwest against Zach Merrill. Brooks Asher out in front of the plate, making the defensive calls now for Hastings. Sudik taps the plate. He's ready to go from the right-hand side. Zach Merrill comes set, lofts it over to first base. The Panganiban, and back in there easily is Chase Goebel. So Lincoln Southwest is threatening again here in the fifth inning. Runners on at first and third base and nobody out. Here's a pitch to Sudik. Is going to be up high for a ball. And it's now 1-0 the count to Connor Sudik. Sudik, he was 1-for-1 yesterday in the ball game against Columbus at the plate. Scored a run. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now 2-0 here. Sudik had a double in that ball game against Columbus. He's ahead on the count here at 2 balls and 0 strikes. 0-for-1 so far tonight as he tapped one back to the pitcher back there to begin inning number 3. Again, Merrill goes over to first base on the play. Back in there easily with Chase Goebel. Runners are on at the corners. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball, and it's 3-0. 3 balls and 0 strikes to Connor Sudik, the number 8 hitter in the batting order here for Lincoln Southwest with 2 base runners on. Nobody out here in the inning. Merrill gets his sign down from Asher. Here comes the next pitch. A fastball is going to be right down the pipe for a strike. 3 balls, 1 strike down to Connor Sudik. Lucas Morose swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Lincoln Southwest as Pinnacle Bank looking to get on the scoreboard. Next pitch is up high for a ball, and he walks him. So a couple of walks given up now by Zach Merrill here in this second inning or fifth inning of play. And now the bases are going to be loaded. Coming up is going to be Lucas Morose next, the center fielder. He had a single back there in the third inning of play, then he was caught stealing second base by the catcher for Hastings, Brooks Asher. So Lucas Morose comes up for the second time and a chance to do some damage here. Nobody out, and the bases are juiced for Lincoln Southwest here in the top half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 tonight. There's an inside fastball that's swing and a miss by Lucas Morose, so he falls behind. Had no balls and 1 strike. Rose yesterday, 3 out of 4 in the ball game against Columbus, scored a couple of runs. Had a double in that ball game. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward right field, coming over is Cockrell, and Cockrell makes the catch, but tagging up at third base and coming home and scoring for Lincoln Southwest is going to be Eric Anderson. That was a nice play out there by a Jameson Cockrell. That very easily could have got by him and to the wall, but Cockrell makes a nice catch on the ball out there in right field, but doing the job was Lucas Morose. He drives home a run. And Lucas Morose gets an RBI here, driving home Eric Anderson. And it's a 1-0 ball game. Now Lincoln Southwest has got the lead. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Goebel. Sitting at first base is going to be Sudik. So it's a 1-0 ball game. Now Lincoln Southwest has got the lead over Hastings. They finally break through here in the fifth inning. A hard-hit ball, but a nice play out there by Jameson Cockrell. He had no chance of getting Anderson, who tagged up at third base and came home on the play. So now there's one man out. Runners are on at first and third base, and we got the top of the order. Lovell coming up, another ball gets away now from the catcher, Asher. The runners are now at second and third base. Pitch was a little bit outside. Asher couldn't handle it. It comes back to the screen. Runners advanced on the pass ball. Now runners are on at second and third base here for Lincoln Southwest. Still one man out. Eli Lovell to the plate here with a count of 1-0. Here's the next pitch. Can be fouled away on the first base side. And the count is now even at 1 ball and 1 strike. Lovell so far tonight, he is 0-for-2. He grounded back to the first baseman, and he flew out to right field in his 2 plate appearances. Here comes the next pitch by Merrill on the way. Tapped out in front of the plate again. Merrill grabs it, looks the runner back to third, throws it to first. That's going to be in time. Eli Lovell grounds out to the pitcher, Zach Merrill. That's the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Jackson Rempe next, the right fielder for Lincoln Southwest. So if Hastings can get out of here with only 1 run scored by Lincoln Southwest, Probably going to be a blessing in disguise here. Southwest set the table for a big, big inning where the bases juiced and nobody out. Now there's two men out. There's a ball hit down the line to third base. That's going to be in foul territory by inches. That could have been at least two runs right there easily for Lincoln Southwest, but it was just foul by the bag at third base. So a strike on Jackson Rempe in the count. No balls and one strike. Rempe had a single his last time up there in the fourth inning. Grounded back to the pitcher in inning number one. So he's one for two tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low. And the count down on Rempe is going to be at one ball and one strike. Zach Merrill working from the stretch with runners on at second and third base. Next pitch is going to be down low. The ball hops to the catcher, Brooks Asher, goes straight up in the air. And Asher waits for it to come down. The runners stay put at second and third. So it's two balls and one strike now to Jackson Rempe. He's the right fielder batting the number two position. And now the base umpire, the base umpire comes out and inspects the baseball there after it. It's out in front of the dirt, out in front of the plate, goes straight up in the air. Asher retrieves it and gets it back to his pitcher. Now two balls and one strike. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. So it's now three balls and one strike to Rempe. Logan Foster would be next. He certainly don't want to pitch to him in this situation. First base is empty right now. Here comes the next pitch on the ground towards short. Reimer has got it. He scoops it up. He goes to first, and that's going to be in time, and the inning is over. So Jackson Rempe is thrown out over there for the shortstop, Sam Reimer. But Lincoln Southwest breaks through. They're on the scoreboard here in the top half of the fifth inning. They score one run on the one base hit. No errors on Hastings. Two men left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth now with a score. Lincoln Southwest 1, Hastings nothing.
Summer savings going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney. Suits and sport coats, $99 and up. Select dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Summer shorts, tees, shirts, and polos, 30 to 50% off, including Tommy Bahama and Cutter and Buck. Ladies, shop the Hastings store for 30 to 75% off on the entire store of summer clothing. Select Brighton accessories, charms, shoes, and handbags, 50% off. Don't miss the summer savings event going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in South Omaha for the State American Legion Baseball Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Omaha Westside KB Building Services playing the final ball game tonight against Papillion La Vista South. Those are the two undefeated teams. They'll square off at 8 o'clock tonight, and then the brackets for tomorrow will be decided after that. Hastings wins here. They will play in an 8 o'clock ball game tomorrow night right back here in Omaha. If Hastings loses, they'll be finished for the season. Hastings trailing here 1-0 to Lincoln Southwest as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Zach Merrill is up there. Merrill sends one out to right field, drifting over toward the foul line and making the catch over there is going to be Jackson Rempe. So Merrill gives it a ride, but right at Jackson Rempe to record the out out of the foul line in right field. That's the first out of inning number five. Ryan Kern coming up there next. Hastings went down in order in the first three innings. Had a single, an error, and a walk in inning number four. Had runners at second and third base, but could not score. And now we're here in the fifth inning of play with one man out as Zach Merrill flies out to right field. Ryan Kern comes up there next. He is 0 for 1 so far today. He flew out to center field his first time up there. He swings and misses here way out in front of that one. And the count to Ryan Kern is at no balls and two strikes. Kern during the regular season hit 261 for Hastings, led the team in strikeouts with 24. Here's the next pitch by Derek Glenn. It's going to be in there for a strike, and he strikes him out. Ryan Kern is caught looking. Strikeout number two in the ball game for Derek Glenn. And that's going to bring up Braden Valentine next.
Braden Valentine.
Valentine, he grounded out back to the pitcher in inning number three. So he's 0 for 1 tonight. Valentine led the team as far as batting average is concerned during the regular season. He was at 346. And the pitch to him is going to be outside and low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Valentine. Sam Reimer would be next. Picture perfect night for baseball action here in the state tournament in South Omaha. Temp in the 70s with only a slight breeze. Hastings playing in their third ball game of the state tournament. Currently 1-1 this weekend. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to stay outside for a ball. Now three balls and no strikes to Braden Valentine. Here comes the next one from Glenn. That one is right down the pipe for a strike, and it's 3-1. Shadow starting to creep its way across the field here in Omaha, John Stella Field. Here comes the next pitch. Hit on the ground. That's going to be a base hit. It's going to be fielded by the shortstop, but he has no chance on it over there at first base. Eli Lovell lays out there on the edge of the outfield grass. He stops it from going into left field, but a base hit there by Braden Valentine. Makes a nice play on the ball, but had absolutely no chance to get it over to catch Valentine at first base. So Braden gets a base hit here in the fifth inning of play. Sam Reimer comes up there next. That's the third hit of the ball game now for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Sam Reimer comes up there and he takes a pitch. That's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Reimer lying down to the second baseman back there in inning number three. So he's 0 for 1 today. There goes the runner at first base. A swing and a miss. A throw down to second base. A tag made, and they've got him in plenty of time. Braden Valentine is thrown out of the play from the catcher, Eric Anderson. He was out by a couple of steps down there at second base. So Hastings, again, sends only three guys to the plate here in the fifth inning. No runs on one base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning with a score, Lincoln Southwest 1, Hastings nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings now 0 for 2 and trying to steal bases here during the state tournament. Braden Valentine throwing out at second base to end the Hastings half of the fifth. Now we head to inning number 6. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Tight ball game between Lincoln Southwest and Hastings in the elimination ball game of the American Legion state tournament. 1-0 is the score. We're going to have numbers 3, 4, and 5 coming up here for Lincoln Southwest 2, the meat of the order to face Zach Merrill. This is Logan Foster. He's got a couple of base hits already, a single and a triple here in this ball game. Takes a wicked whack at that one, and it's a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike now to Logan Foster. He's the left fielder here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Batting here from the right-hand side, Merrill goes back to work on him. The next pitch is going to be a ball outside. In fact, it gets by Asher again, all the way back to the screen. Two balls and one strike on Foster. Lincoln Southwest scoring a run in the fifth inning. Sacrifice fly by Lucas Moroz to a right field has got Lincoln Southwest out on top of Hastings 1-0 here in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Merrill's got to be careful with Logan Foster. Three balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. He walks him. High fastball, and he walks him. Foster is aboard now at first base. Merrill walked a couple of guys in the last inning. That's number 3 right here. Now coming to the play is going to be Connor Behrens. Behrens is the third baseman. He flew out to shortstop his first time up there and then hit one back to the pitcher in inning number 4. He's 0 for 2 here in this ball game. Foster takes his lead down at first base. Here's the pitch. Behrens reaches out there and fouls away on the first base side. The count is at no balls and one strike now to Connor Behrens. David Kaltenberger would be next here for Lincoln Southwest with Eric Anderson in the hole. Connor Behrens digs back in from the right-hand side. I think Southwest with an entire right-handed hitting ball club here in this ballgame tonight against Hastings. There's an attempted bunt laid down. They foul it back to the screen. As now no balls and two strikes to Connor Behrens. A win here by Hastings would send him into another elimination ball game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. If they lose this game, they'll be finished for the season. Hastings making a good run here at the state tournament, 1-1 in the season after playing five games in the area tournament last weekend out in North Platte. Here's the next pitch outside to throw down the first base, not in time, by Brooks Asher. One ball and two strikes to Connor Behrens, third baseman for Lincoln Southwest. Again, he backs up to the batter's box, takes a look at his head coach down there in the third base coaching box. Now re-enters. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. Now two balls and two strikes. Kaltenberger again waiting here in the on-deck circle for Lincoln Southwest. Hastings playing at regular depth in the infield here. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and tapped foul, third base side. Count remains at two balls and two strikes. American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Again, a quick throw by Merrill over to first baseman Alex Panganiban. Back in there easily was Logan Foster. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. That ball is going to be hit to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up by Cockrell, who gets it back to the infield immediately. But a base hit there by Connor Behrens. Lincoln Southwest now with the runners on at first and second base here in the sixth inning with nobody out. And that's going to bring up David Kaltenberger next. He is the first baseman. He lined out to the second baseman in inning number two. And he grounded out to the shortstop in inning number four. So he was 0-for-2 so far tonight, but he comes up there now as Lincoln Southwest has a chance to do some more damage here. Southwest had a man on at third base in the first inning, did not score. Had a man on at third base in the fourth inning and did not score. In the fifth inning, they had guys on at second and third base and did not score. Now Lincoln Southwest, actually they scored one run in the fifth inning, but they still had guys on at second and third base after that. Did not tack on anything further. Now they got guys on at first and second base here in the second or sixth inning of play and no outs. Pitches outside here by Zach Merrill. And the count is sitting at two balls and no strikes to David Kaltenberger, the first baseman. Hastings will play with the infield in, especially at first base with Panganiban anticipating a bunt here. Merrill waits, and now he's going to step off with a rubber as the batter Kaltenberger backs out of the right-hand batter's box. And here comes the next pitch. Squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch down low for a ball. Now the corrected count, two balls and one strike on David Kaltenberger. But Eric Anderson due up there next. Playing into the grass here at first base is Alex Panganiban. He sneaks to the plate. There's a bunt laid down. Fielded there by Merrill. His throw to first base is going to be in time, but the sacrifice works. Kern over there covering the bag at first base as Panganiban was charging on the play. Logan Foster moves over to third base on the play. Moving down to second base is going to be Behrens. Kaltenberger gets a successful sacrifice bunt laid down. And Eric Anderson comes to the plate next. Anderson reached on a base on balls his last time up there. Inning number five came around to score the one run on that sacrifice fly. Rounded out his only other plate appearance tonight. He hits that ball to right field, foul territory. No balls and one strike. Hastings trailing in a ball game tonight to Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank here in the elimination ball game. 1-0 is the score, but Lincoln Southwest threatening here in the sixth. This one's scheduled for 9. Hastings the home team here tonight. Next pitch is going to be hit to the outfield. Brock Dreher giving chase, and Dreher is going to grab the ball out in left center field, but getting it back to the infield and tagging up from third base and scoring is going to be Logan Foster. So another hard hit ball there to the outfield. It's grabbed by the center fielder Brock Dreher. But Eric Anderson, he drives home a run here. Now it's a 2-0 ball game. 2-0. Wincken Southwest has got the lead on a couple of sacrifice flies here in the fifth and sixth innings. Chase Goble comes up there next. Goble, he's grounded out once, and he has singled, so he is 1-for-2 so far tonight. Runner stays put at second base. That is Burns, as his first pitch is going to be lined down to third base side, foul territory. No balls and one strike to Chase Goble. Connor Sudik would be next. He's the designated hitter. Then we'll see the number 9 hitter, Lucas Moroz. Goble is up there right now with two men out here in the inning. The pitch by Merrill is going to be onside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Omaha Westside KB Building Services playing Papillion La Vista South in the last ball game tonight here at 8 o'clock. Those are the two undefeated teams left in the tournament. There's a big swing and a miss. Throw down to second base, not in time. Goble is behind in the count now with 1-2. Actually, you're trying to catch Burns off of the bag down there at second, but the throw is not in time. So Chase Goble re-enters the right-hand batter's box here with Zach Merrill. There's the next pitch. Going to be fouled away again on the third base side. The count remains at 1-2. Tawny runs a one today in the national division over in Grand Island, 10-3, where Ralston First State Bank, so they're still alive. They'll play another elimination ball game tomorrow. Grand Island Home Federal, they will play tonight in the winner's bracket game against Omaha Creighton Prep, PI Midwest. That one gets underway at 7:30 at Ryder Park. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 2-2 to Chase Goble, the second baseman for Lincoln Southwest. Two men out with a runner on at second base. And here comes the next pitch from Zach Merrill. And first of all, he's going to step off of the rubber and take a little extra time here. Takes a deep breath and now climbs back on top of the hill to face Chase Goble. 2-2. Here's the next pitch. A fastball, and he strikes him out. Fastball comes on the outside corner, and he strikes him out, so the inning is over. And Lincoln Southwest again scores one run here in the sixth inning of play. On the one base hit, no errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We get over the bottom of the sixth. With a score, Lincoln Southwest 2, Hastings nothing.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All
right, Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. Hastings with three base hits so far in this ball game. Here's Sam Reimer. He sends that one out to a right field in the first pitch that he sees from Derek Glenn. That one's right to the right fielder, Jackson Rempe. So Reimer flies out to right field to begin the sixth inning of play. Brock Greer comes up there next. Greer is single back there in the fourth inning of play. That was caught between second and third base while running the base pads. He illuminated off of there. Flew out to left field as only other plate appearance up there. So Brock Dreher coming up there for Hastings 5 points back to try to get something going. He fouls away this pitch here. And the count of 1-1. We are in inning number 6 here tonight. This is the bottom of the 6, scheduled for 9 between Hastings 5 points back and Lincoln Southwest in the elimination ball game here in Class A. This is the American Division. Hastings needing a one here to continue their season. Here's the next pitch by Glenn, hit right by Glenn. Back up through the middle. That's a base hit. So Brock Dreher gets his second base hit of this ball game. He is on the base pads now for Hastings down at first base. Right. That's going to bring up Jameson Cockrell next. Brock Dreher, after going 0-5 in the first ball game here in the state tournament, came back last night and picked up three base hits and five trips to the plate in that ball game against Papillion La Vista South. And now Drury with two base hits and this one in three plate appearances. There's a ball that's going to be hit towards center field. They're going back is going to be the second baseman. Now the right fielder comes on to make the catch. That's Jackson Rempe. Jameson Cockrell flies out to right field for the second out. Alex Panganiban coming to the plate next. Panganiban 0 for 1 here in this ball game. He walked his last time up there in the fourth inning of play. Not many base runners for Hastings so far in this contest. In fact, they've only had one to make it to third base today. They're trailing in the ball game 2-0. Here comes the next pitch in there from Derek Glenn. That's going to be in there for a strike, a breaking pitch on Panganiban right out of the corner. One ball and no strikes to Alex Panganiban. Brock Dreher is down there at first base for Hastings. Kaltenberger will hold him on for Lincoln Southwest. Next pitch, going to miss inside. And the count is now even at one ball and one strike. Mason Spelenick will be next for Hastings. Base runners have been far and in between here for Hastings in this ballgame. Next pitch is going to be outside. Good grab there by Anderson behind the plate. The count of two balls and one strike. Hastings went down in order in the first three innings. Had a couple of base runners in the fourth. Had a base runner in the fifth inning, but he was caught stealing. It's only three guys came to the plate in that inning. There's a ground ball to third. Barons, he goes to first base. The throw is low, and it gets by the first baseman, Kaltenberger. Heading over to third base on the play is going to be Brock Dreher. Dreher makes a big turn down there at third, but he'll stay put. Alex Panganiban is going to get aboard here with Brock Dreher coming over to third base on the play. So an error is going to be chalked up there, I assume, on Lincoln Southwest. And now Hastings has got base runners on at first and third base here in the sixth inning. And Mason Spelenick comes to the plate next. Spelenick has grounded out twice so far in the ball game, so an error chalked up there on a throw from the third baseman, Connor Behrens, over to first baseman, David Kaltenberger. Hastings taking advantage. Now we need to plate something here in the sixth. Runners on at first and third base, but there's two men out. Spelenick is 0 for 2 so far tonight. Spelenick on the season for Hastings, a pretty successful year during the summer. Their batting average was at .291. Waiting on the pitch here from Derek Glenn. It's on the way, a breaking pitch that they're going to send out to right field. Coming on, it's going to fall for a base hit right in front of Jackson Rempe, and Hastings is on the scoreboard. Mason Spelenick, he singles to right field, drives home a run. As Brock Dreher comes in from third base to score for Hastings, and now it's a 2-1 ball game in favor of Lincoln Southwest. That's going to bring up Brooks Asher next. Heading down to second base on the play is going to be Panganiban. Here's Brooks Asher. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. Lined down to the second baseman and struck out to end the fourth. So Asher comes to the plate with base runners on at first and second base. A 2-1 ball game. Lincoln Southwest with the lead. And here's the pitch to the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing at one to Asher. Brooks during the summer, .246 was his batting average. He had 26 base on balls and 20 strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and the count is now even up at one ball and one strike. Zach Merrill would be next for Hastings, and he's out of the on-deck circle here. So I assume he will come out and throw inning number 7 for head coach Russ Kindig. Here's the next pitch. This ball is going to be hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Making a turn at third base is Panganiban, and Russell hold him right there. Now the center fielder, Moroz, he mishandles the ball. Panganiban comes home, and we are tied. Brooks Asher singles to center field. Ball was then mishandled out there by Lucas Moroz. Juggles the ball a little bit. That was just enough time to give Alex Panganiban time to round third and come home. So now we are tied up at two runs apiece. Ending up at second base on the play is going to be Mason Spelenick. So that's going to be a base hit and a error chalked up on Lincoln Southwest to allow Panganiban to come home to score. So now it is a 2-2 ball game as Hastings has come back here in the sixth inning to tie things up. Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. He is 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. There's a throw to second base. Trying to pick off Spelenick, and it's not in time. So Sam Reimer started things off with a fly out to right field. Dreher then singled. Cockrell flew out to right field. Then an error chalked up on the Lincoln Southwest infield. A single by Mason Spilenick and a single and an error for Brooks Asher. It's a 2-2 ball game now between Lincoln Southwest and Hastings here in the elimination ball game. Zach Merrill at the plate now with base runners on at first and second base. Derrick Glenn comes set. Next pitch on the way. It's going to be inside. Throw down to second base again. Not in time. The count is sitting at 2-1 now to Zach Merrill. The number 6 hitter in the batting order. There's 2 men out for Hastings here in the inning. Derrick Glenn comes set. Next pitch. They reach out. Hit to the left side. Picked up there by Behrens. His throw to first is going to be in time. Good grab there by Kaltenberg as he grabs that one out of the dirt. Zach Merrill is retired in the play from third to first, but Hastings comes back to tie up the ball game now after 6 innings. 2 runs on 3 base hits, 2 errors on Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Hastings leaves 2. And now we head to the top of the 7th inning with a score Hastings 2 and Lincoln Southwest 2.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings 5 Points Bank trying to stave off elimination here tonight. Coming up with 2 big runs there in the 6th inning of play. And Hastings has come back to tie the score now here in this elimination ball game, 2-2 with Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Earlier today in American Legion baseball action, Sutton wins in the elimination ball game of the Class C state tournament. They beat Wymore today 14-4. Sutton plays in another elimination ball game tomorrow at 5:30. Connie Runzo wins in the elimination ball game of the Class A state tournament, the National Division in Grand Island. Connie runs at 10. Ralston First State Bank 3. Connie plays in another elimination ball game at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Number 10, Connor Sudik.
Connor Sudik coming into play here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. They've got numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order. Sudik and then Moroz and then Eli Lovell to face Hastings 5 Points Bank. Zach Merrill comes out here and throws again for Hastings in the 7th. And Merrill picked up the win the other night when Hastings knocked off Millard North by the score of 10-6. Merrill pitching 2 innings of relief in that ball game against Millard North and picked up the win. Sudik was out for Lincoln Southwest. We were about ready to go, and then Sudik heads back to the dugout down here in the third base side, and we'll see if he actually comes out and bats here in the 7th inning of play. So we're tied up at 2 runs apiece. Hastings with 2 runs and 6 hits, no errors. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank has 2 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. I don't know what the holdup is. Now the head coach for Lincoln Southwest comes out and has just a couple of brief words with the home plate umpire.
DH, number 10, Connor Sudik.
Connor Sudik is the scheduled hitter to come out here in the 7th inning of play. He's the designated hitter, and that's going to be the case as he comes to bat here in the 7th. So I don't know what all that was about, but Connor Sudik is back out of the dugout, and he's ready to go as he enters here against Zach Merrill and Hastings. New ball game here now in the 7th. There's a ground ball to short. Reimer has got it. He scoops it up and goes to first. Throws a little bit high, but Hagen even climbs the ladder to grab that one. Connor Sudik is retiring the play from short to first. There's one man out now here in the 7th. Lucas Moroz will come to the plate next. Lucas Moroz, he had a single back there in the 3rd inning of play, and he flew out to right field, but he drove home a run at inning number 5. In fact, he drove home the first run of the ball game for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank with that fly ball to right field. And the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one now to Lucas Moroz. He's the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Next pitch by Merrill is a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Southwest scoring a run on a sack fly in the fifth inning, scoring their second run on a sack fly in the sixth. Hastings coming back with a couple of runs in the sixth inning of play. And we are tied up with two runs apiece. Lucas Moroz, he fouls away this next pitch and is now 1-2. Zach Merrill working quickly. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. The catcher Asher drops this third strike, picks it up, fires it down to first base to record the out. Second strike out of the ball game now for Zach Merrill. And that's going to bring up the top of the order again at Eli Lovell. Lovell so far tonight, he is 0-3. He's grounded back to the first baseman. He's flown out to right field, and he's hit one back to the pitcher. 0-3 here in this ball game for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Stumps in there from the right-hand side. Two men out for Lincoln here in the seventh. Breaking pitch there by Merrill is going to be down low. Goes ricocheting off the chest protector of the catcher, Brooks Asher. 1-0 the count. Lovell waiting. Next pitch is on the way. That's going to be down low for another ball. 2-0. So Zach Merrill throwing his ninth inning now here in the state tournament after throwing two the other night. Jams him inside with this pitch. Is hit to the left side. Picked up by Spilak at third. His throw to first in time. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank goes down in order here in the seventh inning of play. Lincoln Southwest, no runs with no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Hastings 2 and Lincoln Southwest 2.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Brown Park where John Stella Field in South Omaha here tonight. Hastings has battled back from a 2-0 deficit, and we are tied at two runs apiece in the elimination ball game. As we move to the bottom half of the seventh inning, Hastings will have the bottom third of the order coming up there. Ryan Kern, Braden Valentine, and Sam Reimer. If one of these guys get aboard, we'll see Brock Dreher come to the plate again. Right now in Five Points Bank plays Millard South tonight in the winner's bracket final. The Class A Juniors State Tournament going on at Elkhorn South is underway at 7 o'clock tonight. Seniors Tournament in Grand Island in the National Division, Grand Island Home Federal, plays Omaha Creighton Prep PI Midwest in the winner's bracket final. That gets underway at 7:30 tonight. And also we got action tonight involving an area team. That's the Class C State Tournament going on in Hebron. Shelton Gibbon will play the host team Hebron in the winner's bracket final tonight at 8 o'clock. And from the scoreboard, Sutton winners over Wymore today in the state tournament in Class C, 14-4. Sutton plays in the elimination ball game tomorrow at 5:30. Kearney runs a winners over Ralston First State Bank 10-3 today. Kearney plays in another elimination game at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Hastings trying to stave off elimination here tonight. They're going to need a win to do it. They will play again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock if they can win here. If not, their season is finished for the year. Hastings now batting in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Good ball game tonight between Lincoln Southwest and Hastings Five Points Bank. Ryan Kern coming to the plate here for Hastings. To lead off the seventh, there's a ground ball to short. Picked up there by Southwest. They get it over to first base. The throw is high, but the first baseman, Kaltenberger, gets his foot back on the bag. Eli Lovell throws a High ball to first base. Kaltenberger, good thing he's a tall drink of water over there. He grabs that one and had to get his foot back on the bag to record the out. So one up, one down here for Hastings. Braden Valentine coming up there next for Hastings. As Derek Glenn continues to work out there for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. He takes a pitch down low for a ball here. 1-0 the count. Valentine 1-for-2 so far today. There's another ground ball. It'll be picked up by Behrens this time at third. His throw to first base. Again, it's going to be in time. Another good play over there by Kaltenberger, who digs that one out of the dirt at first base to record the out. So two men out now for Hastings here in the seventh. Sam Reimer comes up there next. Hastings with just enough offense tonight to stay in this ball game. They scored two runs on three base hits, helped along by an error, a couple of errors by Lincoln Southwest in the sixth inning, and that's all they've needed to go toe-to-toe with Lincoln Southwest tonight. We're in a 2-2 ball game. As Reimer takes his strike here, nothing and one. Here comes the next pitch by Glenn. Reimer squares around the bunt and will take a pitch outside for a ball. It is now one ball and one strike. So Sam Reimer, 0-for-2 so far tonight. He's lined down to his second baseman and also flown out to right field in his two plate appearances. He takes a pitch inside for a ball here, 2-1 the count. American Legion Baseball tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings and online at www.hastingslink.com. Next pitch is a curveball that's right in there. Nice pitch there by Derek Glenn. And the count is now even. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings batting in the bottom of the seventh. Derek Glenn rocks and fires. Next one is on the way. That ball is going to be hit to the left side. That gets through there for a base hit. Picked up on a couple of hops out there by Logan Foster in left field. Sam Reimer gets a base hit here out of the number 9 position for Hastings. So Hastings 5 points back has got a base runner now. Reimer is at first base. Brock Dreher coming to the plate next. So Reimer, he's now got 3 base hits here in the state tournament in the last 3 days. Comes up with one here in the seventh inning. Now Brock Dreher comes to the plate and will take a strike here. No balls and one strike to Brock Dreher. There's 2 men out here in the seventh inning of play. Kaltenberger will hold on the Hastings base runner. Reimer over there at first. Reimer stays put. The fastball is going to be down low for a ball. And the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike down to Brock Dreher. Brock has got a couple of singles so far in the ball game tonight. He has scored a run. He's flown out to a left field and is on the other plate appearance. The count to him is at 1 ball and 1 strike, and now a throw to first base. That was close. Just getting back in there was Reimer. He got his peaky maybe on the first base bag there before the tag was applied by David Kaltenberger. That was too close for comfort over there. There's another quick throw over to first base. That time the ball gets away from Kaltenberger. Reimer thought about going to second, but he stays put right there. Big brother is in the first base coaching box. Says stay put. So Sam Reimer stays at first base for Hastings. Waiting on the pitch here is going to be Brock Dreher, the center fielder for Hastings, 5 points back. He's going to take a strike there in the outside corner on a fastball. And now there's 2 strikes on Brock. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Brock Dreher. Jamison Cockrell would be next. Hastings played with a couple of runs in the sixth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And the count is now even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Dreher. Brock during the regular season had a batting average of .318. He walked 35 times during the summer and struck out 21 times. Next pitch is outside. Reimer goes from first base to throw down there in time, and Reimer is retired in the play. Hastings now 0-for-4 in stealing bases here in the state tournament. And Reimer is thrown out by a couple of steps again down there at second base. So the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs, a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the eighth inning with the score Lincoln Southwest 2, Hastings 2.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods. Save! Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Back here at Brown Park in South Omaha. John Stella Field tonight. American Legion baseball action on 1230 KHAS. Zach Merrill is going to come out and throw for Hastings here in the eighth inning of play. Merrill so far has given up a couple of runs here for Hastings. Lincoln Southwest, they have got six base hits. Hastings is out hit Lincoln Southwest tonight by a margin of 7-6. This is Jackson Rempe. We're going to see 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order for Lincoln Southwest here in the eighth inning. Rempe, Foster, and Behrens. Then David Kaltenberger would come to the plate if one of those guys can get aboard. Lincoln Southwest had a 2-0 lead. Hastings is coming back and scoring two runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's the way we stand, 2-2. Ground ball is short. Reimer has got it. His throw to first. And Alex Pangan-Eben is going to be in time. Rempe is retired on the play from short to first. Here comes Logan Foster coming to the plate now for Lincoln Southwest. Is reached on a triple. That was back there in the first inning. He had a single in the fourth, and he had a base on balls in the sixth inning of play and came around to score one of their runs. So Logan Foster comes up there. He fouls away the first pitch here, and he falls behind it. No balls and one strike. Very dangerous hitter, as head coach Russ Kindig alluded to during the pregame show tonight. Foster started off gun-ho with that triple in the first inning, but did not score. As Hastings got Connor Behrens to fly out to short to end the inning, so Southwest was kept off of the scoreboard in inning number one. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that's going to be inside for a ball. And it is now even at one ball and one strike to Logan Foster, who bats from the right-hand side. Lincoln Southwest in their white and green uniforms here tonight. Next pitch is hit on the ground again. Left side picked up by Reimer. Long throw to first. It's going to be close over there, and they've got him in the nick of time. By a half a step over there at first base. Tell you what, Foster can get down the line. That was a close play at first base. The guys in blue down there on the bag ring him up for the second out. Connor Behrens comes to the plate next. We're in the top of the eighth inning tonight. Hastings 2 and Lincoln Southwest 2. Behrens, the number 4 hitter in the batting order, as a fastball comes inside. Backs Behrens away from the plate here. 1-0 the count. Behrens, he flew out to a shortstop. He has grounded out once. He has singled once. He pops this one up. It's going to be over in foul territory. Giving chase is going to be Spilnick, and he can't get there. Like we mentioned before, there's not a whole lot of room in foul territory. Mason comes over to the fence, but that one just skips by the chain link fence. The dimensions here at the park, 325 down the right field line and 335 to left field, 395 to straightaway center field. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Connor Behrens now looking at a count of 2-1 here in the eighth inning. Next pitch by Merrill is on the way. That's going to be fouled back to the screen. And now we are even up at 2-2. So 2-2 the count here by Zach Merrill to the batter, Connor Behrens. Zach winds and delivers. There's another ball hit to the left side. Spilnick has got it at third. Quickly to first base. And that time, did they get him? Yes, another close play. Connor Behrens is retired on the play from third to first. So Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank goes down in order here in the eighth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth for the score. Lincoln Southwest 2, Hastings 2.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in South Omaha for the bottom half of the eighth inning. Hastings 5 points Bank and Lincoln Southwest in a tussle here tonight. 2-2 is the score. And Hastings will come back out and face Derry Glenn, who stays out there for Lincoln Southwest. Both starting pitchers are still around here. Glenn for Lincoln Southwest and Merrill for Hastings. We got Brock Dreher coming to the plate next. Dreher will lead things off here in the eighth inning. Cockrell and then Panganiban would follow him. And then Mason Spelnick of Hastings gets some base runners. There's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike on Brock Dreher. Brock's had a good ball game tonight. He has scored one run. He's got a couple of base hits. He's 2-for-3 from the plate. As he waits on the next pitch, a check swing foul on the first base side. But now Brock has got a couple of strikes here. No balls and two strikes to Brock Dreher. He's a center fielder for Hastings here tonight. Derry Glenn, full windup. Next pitch, outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes to Brock. Hastings faced the elimination several times last week in the area tournament. In fact, they played 5 games. Going 3-2 in the area tournament. There's a ball hit right back to the pitcher. Glenn just runs it toward first base and underhands it to Kaltenberger to record the out. So Brock Dreher is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Now Jameson Cockrell comes to the plate next. Cockrell is 1-for-3 in the ball game tonight. He's thrown out a couple of times in the outfield. He's got a single sandwiched in between. In the fourth inning of play, pitch comes inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Just joining us, Lincoln Southwest scored a run in the fifth and a run in the sixth. Hastings scoring their 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. And that's the way we stand. It is 2-2 as we play in the bottom of the eighth. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Jameson Cockrell takes a strike here, 1-1 the count. Derek Glenn's next pitch is going to be swung on, hit toward left field. And Foster comes in and he makes the catch. Logan Foster makes the catch out in left field. That's the second out of the inning now for Hastings 5 points Bank. And that's going to bring up Alex Panganiban next. He's the first baseman. Pango slowly for his first base hit of the ball game here tonight. He's grounded out once. Reached on a base on balls and he's reached on an error. Scored in the sixth inning of play. One of the 2 runs that Hastings played. Panganiban watches that breaking pitch go down low for a ball. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Pango during the regular season led Hastings in just about every major statistical category. As he pops this one up, it's going to be out of play. And the count of 1-1-1. Panganiban led the team in at-bats with 146, led the team in base hits with 49, in doubles with 16, tied for the lead in home runs, led the team in RBIs with 37. He reaches out for a pitch there and a swing and a miss. Goes after a bad pitch there. And Pango is now behind on the count of 1-2. 2 men out for Hastings. They're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Score is tied at 2 runs apiece here. Loser finished for the season. Winner moves on to the ball game tomorrow. And another elimination ball game. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and it's now 2-2. If Hastings wins, it'll be an 8 o'clock ball game. That's not necessarily the case for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, as they've already faced KB Building Services. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes out. And the inning is over. as Glenn, he strikes out his third man here in the ball game, and Hastings goes down in order in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the ninth with a score of Lincoln Southwest 2, Hastings 2.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we come down to the final inning here. Ninth inning of play, Hastings 2 and Lincoln Southwest 2. Hastings trying to stave off elimination with a win here tonight, but this has been a tussle with a very good team from Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Zach Merrill is going to come out and try to throw this in ninth inning. He's went all the way for Hastings. He pitched the two innings in the first ball game here in the state tournament the other night. We're going to have 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order for Lincoln Southwest to go up here to face him. This is David Kaltenberger, and the first pitch from Merrill is going to be down low for a ball. Kaltenberger, he is 0 for 2 so far tonight. Didn't lay down a sacrifice back there in the sixth inning of play as he fouls away this next pitch down to third base side. He's lined out to second base, and he is grounded out once. So David Kaltenberger is at the plate, and then we'll see Eric Anderson and Chase Goebel. We'll see if Merrill can mow him down here in the ninth. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it is now 2 balls and 1 strike. The winner moves on to another elimination ball game tomorrow. The loser finish for the season. Both of these teams are 1-1 here in the state tournament. High fly ball toward left. Braden Valentine is going to grab the ball there. Braden Valentine records the out in left field, so there's one man out now here in the top of the ninth. Eric Anderson comes to the plate next. Anderson, he has grounded out once. He's recorded a base on balls, and he's also flown out to center field that produced a run. That was back there in the sixth inning of play. Anderson comes up here, the number 6 hitter in the batting order for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, as the pitch comes inside for a ball. It's 1-0 to Eric Anderson. Where's number 13 in the green and white uniforms here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Next pitch by Merrill is hit in the air, but it's going to be in foul territory down the right field side, and the count as a 1-1 strike. Looking ahead to the Hastings half of the ninth, we've got 4, 5, and 6 coming up there with Spilnick, Asher, and Merrill. Here comes the next pitch to Eric Anderson. It's going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Chase Goebel would be next, and we'll see Connor Sudik as Lincoln Southwest tries to get on the scoreboard. There's a ball hit down the line in right field. That's going to be a base hit. Cockrell picks it up around the bag at first, and saying put is going to be Eric Anderson, but Lincoln Southwest has got a base runner now here in the ninth inning of play, as Anderson singles down the line in right field. Good job by Cockrell getting over there and getting the ball securely in place, getting it back to the infield, allowing Anderson to only take one in the play. Coming to the plate next is going to be Chase Goebel for Lincoln Southwest. So the lead run now for Pinnacle Bank is down there at first base, and only one man out. Goebel, he has hit one back to the pitcher. He has singled once, and he has struck out once in the ball game tonight. So he is 1 for 3. He takes a pitch down low for a ball here. 1 ball and 0 strikes to Chase Goebel. Zach Merrill now working from the stretch with that base runner on at first. There's the ball hit to the left side, picked out by Spilnick at third, but it's going to be in foul territory. Straddling the foul line down there right in front of the bag at third base was Mason Spilnick. Home plate umpire says foul ball, so Chase Goebel just a strike there. The count is at 1 ball and 1 strike. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank batting in the top of the ninth. We are deadlocked at 2 runs apiece here in the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament in Omaha. Base runner is at first base. That is Eric Anderson. Takes his lead down there. Here comes a pitch to the plate. A little check swing there. Did he go around with it? No. That's going to be two balls and one strike. 2-1 down to Chase Goble. Standing in there for the right-hand side. Next pitch by Merrill is going to be outside. Good stop by Asher. Throw down to first base. Not in time. And now Chase Goble is ahead on the count here in the ninth inning. The count is at three balls and one strike now to Goble. Zach Merrill looking over his left shoulder. Fires one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Zach Merrill nibbling away. Now he's sitting in full count at three balls and two strikes to Chase Goble. Connor Sudik would be next. Your base runner, that's the lead run down there at first base, Eric Anderson. Here comes the next pitch, fouled again on the third base side. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank losing to Omaha Westside KB Building Services 12-0 in the opening round of this state tournament. Then eliminating Columbus Cornerstone Insurance yesterday by a score of 17-4. There's another ball that's going to be fouled away. It's out of play, and the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Hastings picking up a win over Millard North in the opening round of the tournament by a score of 10-6. Then losing last night to Papillion La Vista South by the score of 8-1. Tied up now at two runs apiece in the ninth inning of play. Next pitch again is going to be fouled back to the screen. So hanging tough in there is Chase Goble, the second baseman for Southwest Pinnacle Bank. The count remains at three balls and two strikes. Eric Anderson again down there at first base. Alex Panganiban is over there defensively for Hastings. He'll hold him on. A little bit of a gap now between Kern and Panganiban at first base. Throw over there is not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Anderson. Outfield at regular depth here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Chase Goble has a count of three balls and two strikes here at the plate. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. He strikes him out. Chase Goble goes down. That's the second strikeout. Actually, the third strikeout of the ball game now for Zach Merrill. That's his second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Connor Sudik next. He's the designated hitter. So Sudik comes to the plate next. He's grounded out twice. And he's reached on a base on balls. The lead run is down there at first base for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Southwest coming into this ball game with a mark of 26 wins and 13 losses on the season. Hastings at 28-19. There's a swing and a miss by Connor Sudik. And the count is now even up at one ball and one strike. Eric Anderson represents the lead run down there at first base. We're in the top half of the ninth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Hastings the home team. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball, and it's now two balls and one strike. Lucas Moroz, the number 9 hitter, would be next for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Zach Merrill working from the stretch here in the ninth. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. And Merrill has fallen behind this batter now with three balls and one strike. He got the count full to Chase Goble. Previous batter didn't strike him out. And now it's sitting at three balls and one strike on Connor Sudig. Zach Merrill throws over to first base again. That's not in time. Here comes a 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed. And now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. That's kind of the characteristic of Zach Merrill. He just seems to get stronger and stronger as the game rolls on. We have seen it numerous times. He is currently 6-1 on the season for Hastings 5 Points Bank, including a win here in the state tournament the other night. Here comes a 3-2 pitch, fouled away. Runner was going on the pitch, obviously, with two men out. So going back to first base will be Eric Anderson. And the count to Connor Sudig is at three balls and two strikes. That'd get much better than this. 2-2 in the elimination ball game of the State American Legion Baseball Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Merrill again, 3-2 pitch on the way. It's going to be fouled away again. And again, the runner's got to go back to first base. That's Anderson. So Merrill gets a fresh baseball now from the home plate umpire. It'll be three balls and two strikes with two men out for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Sudig backs out of the batter's box. Now he's ready to go again as he taps the corner of the plate. Merrill again throws one to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. Base on balls given up there by Zach Merrill. And now Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank has got runners on at first and second base with a number nine hitter, Lucas Moroz, coming to the plate next. Merrill walked a couple of guys back there in the fifth inning of play, walked one in the sixth. This is his fourth walk of the ball game here in inning number nine. And now we have got the head coach for Hastings, Russ Kendig, coming out to the mound here in the ninth inning with two men out to talk with his pitcher, Zach Merrill, who's went all the way out there for Hastings 5 points bank in the ball game tonight. So a little conversation here with Lucas Moroz coming up there next. Moroz, he's got a single. He's flown out to right field to produce a run. And he's also struck out in the ball game. Merrill is going to stay out there. Russ Kendig comes off of the pitcher's mound now as he walks back to the first base dugout. So he's going to let Zach Merrill pitch the number nine hitter in the batting order here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. That's Lucas Moroz. It's a 2-2 ball game here in the elimination tournament, or the elimination ball game of this state tournament. We're in the top half of the ninth inning. Lucas Moroz, right-handed hitter, working against the righty out there. And Zach Merrill, he squares around a bunt and pulls it back, and now we'll take a strike here. He was going after a bunt, takes a strike. So Lincoln Southwest trying to bunt their man on there. Lucas Moroz, he came up empty. 0-1 the count now. Runners on at first and second base. Here's the next pitch by Merrill. Swung on, hit toward right field. Jameson Cockrell goes back. Cockrell goes back, and he makes the catch out there. And the inning is over. Rose gave that baby a ride, but Jameson Cockrell makes the play on the ball out there in right field. Lincoln Southwest, they scored no runs on one base hit. No errors on Hastings. Two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Hastings with a chance to win it here in the state tournament. The score after 8.5 innings, Lincoln Southwest 2, Hastings 2.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings 5 points back is battled back from a 2-0 deficit here in this elimination ball game. The game is now tied at 2 runs apiece after Hastings scored 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now they need a run here in the bottom of the ninth to win it, to stave off elimination and move on into another elimination ball game tomorrow here in South Omaha. Derek Glenn is going to stay out there and throw for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Both pitchers have won all the way here in this ballgame tonight. Mason Spilnick, Brooks Asher, Zach Merrill. The scheduled hitters for Hastings here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Needing 1 run to win it here. Mason Spilnick, he is 1-for-3 in this ballgame tonight. He's grounded out a couple of times and got a single. As Derek Glenn will go to work, his first pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Glenn has recorded 3 strikeouts in the ball game tonight. There's a pitch that's going to be outside. And a check swing. The appeal down to the base umpire. He did not go around with it. So Mason Spilnick is ahead on the count of 2 balls and no strikes. Here's the next pitch by Derek Glenn. On the way, the ball is hit right to the second baseman. He's going to record the out over there to Kaltenberger. The ball was trapped along the ground there. But an easy out as Mason Spilnick is thrown out of the play from second to first. And that's going to bring up Brooks Asher next, the catcher. Asher, he is 1-for-3 tonight. He recorded a base hit back there in the sixth inning of play. He has struck out once, and he lined out to the second baseman in his first plate appearance back there in inning number 2. Asher 1-for-3 as he comes to the plate here in the ninth inning. He takes the pitch outside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes. Derrick Glenn again works quickly. There's a high fly ball in the right field coming out as the right fielder across the foul line, and he makes the catch. That's Jackson Rempe. Asher fouls out to the right fielder down the line there. And now there's two men out, and that's going to bring up Zach Merrill next. Now Merrill comes on. He's going to bat for himself here in the ninth inning. Well, this thing goes into extra innings. We'll see if he throws inning number 10 for Hastings. Merrill so far looking for his first base hit of the ball game here tonight. Watches that pitch come in there for a ball inside. 1-0 the count. Merrill's popped one to the shortstop. He's flown out to right field, and he is grounded out to the shortstop here in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes. Merrill, number 6 in the batting order. Here's the next pitch by Derrick Glenn on the way. A fastball that's going to be inside for a ball. And now Merrill is ahead on the count at 3 balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count with two men out here in the ninth inning. Here's the next pitch by Glenn. That's outside for a ball, and he walks him. So based on balls, Hastings now has the winning run at first base. Now coming up there is going to be Ryan Kern. That is only the second walk of the ball game coming up by Derrick Glenn here tonight. And now the head coach for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank is going to make a trip out to the pitcher's mound to confer here with a winning run down there at first base. Derrick Glenn has done a great job out there for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Like we said, he's only walked two batters tonight. He has struck out 3. Hastings has got 2 runs and a total of 7 base hits here in the ball game. Lincoln Southwest also with 2 runs and 7 base hits. So now we got Ryan Kern coming to the plate next. Hastings has got the winning run down there at first base. Ryan Kern so far tonight 0-for-3. He's flown out to center. He has struck out once and he has grounded out once. Ryan Kern during the regular season was a .261 hitter for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Takes a look at a pitch there. He hits that baby hard to left field. Foster going back. It's going to be over his head. Around the bag at second. That is going to be Merrill. He's going to be waved home. Now Merrill's going to stay at third base. That's a double there to deep left field by Ryan Kern. Hastings has now got the winning run at third base. Russ Kendig down there. He had notions to maybe send Zach to the plate. And a stop sign comes up. A double there for Ryan Kern has now got Hastings with base runners on at second and third base. A hard hit ball by Ryan Kern to left field over the head of Logan Foster. Now coming to the plate for Hastings is going to be Braden Valentine. And we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank as the head coach of Lincoln Southwest is going to make his way back to the pitcher's mound. So a pitching change coming up here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. We'll take a break. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning with a score. Hastings 5 Points Bank 2, Lincoln Southwest 2.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress provide you the solution. With a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, you'll get the legendary support of the pocketed coil technology plus air-cooled memory foam for a cool, comfortable sleep. Get more than you expect with free local delivery with any Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set purchase. Sleep in comfort again with a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress from Furniture Direct in Hastings.
In a world where summer thirst runs rampant, a new type of refreshment is looking to rule. Something new. Something big. Something real big. From the creators of Pepsi. The biggest thing to hit summer since the sun. It's Pepsi made with real sugar. Prepare to experience explosions of taste. Daring acts of refreshment and more flavor than one summer can handle. With amazing made with real sugar performances from Pepsi, wild cherry, and vanilla flavors. Plus, chilling performances by frosted glasses and ice cubes. This summer, refreshment has a new address. And it's closer than you think. Make it a real big summer with 3 new flavors of Pepsi made with real sugar. It's the only summer blockbuster guaranteed to leave you satisfied. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
So the new pitcher for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank is going to be Connor Sudig. He's been the designated hitter in the ball game tonight. Let's move on to the pitcher's role here. With two men out in the ninth inning, Hastings with a winning run at third base after the double by Ryan Kern. And here comes Braden Valentine to the plate next for Hastings with a chance to win it. He's got a base hit and three trips to the plate. That's all he needs is a little base hit here. As a pitch from Sudik is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Sam Reimer would be next. So Hastings with a winning run down here at third base here in the elimination ball game of the state tournament here in Omaha. Sudik's next pitch is going to be down low and a good stop there by the catcher, Eric Anderson. The count is at two balls and no strikes to Braden Valentine. During the year, Valentine was a .346 hitter for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He had three doubles, a home run, and 11 RBIs during the summer. He's ahead on the count here at two balls and no strikes. Sudik comes set. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Down low for another ball. It's 3-0. 3-0 the count down to Braden Valentine. First base is open. The number 9 hitter is coming up there. And here comes the 3-0 pitch now. It's going to be down low. Nope, it's going to be in there for a strike. Right at the knees, so it's 3-1. Three balls and one strike now to Braden Valentine. Valentine with a chance to win it here for Hastings with a little base hit. Merrill is down there at third base for Hastings. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. A breaking pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Nice pitch delivered up there by Sudig. Third ball, it drops off of the side of the table right there, right across the center portion of the plate. Three balls and two strikes now. Valentine winning on the pitch from Sudig. It's on the way. And that pitch is swung out and missed. He strikes him out. And the inning is over. We're headed to extra innings. Braden Valentine strikes out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hastings had the winning run down there at third base. Hastings scores no runs, one base hit, no errors, two men left on base. We go to the 10th inning with a score Hastings 2 and Lincoln Southwest 2.
Summer savings going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney. Suits and sport coats, $99 and up. Select dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Summer shorts, tees, shirts, and polos, 30 to 50% off, including Tommy Bahama and Cutter and Buck. Ladies, shop the Hastings store for 30 to 75% off on the entire store of summer clothing. Select Brighton accessories, charms, shoes, and handbags, 50% off. Don't miss the summer savings event going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings is going to have another pitcher coming out there here in the 10th inning of play as we head to extra innings. Matt Krantz is going to come out and throw for Hastings in the 10th inning. Matt Krantz, he saw some playing time last night. We told you last night he was basically on the Johnson Imperial Homes team all season long. Matt Krantz was moved up to the roster just this week to play here in the state tournament. Krantz got into the ball game last night through one inning for Hastings, had a couple of strikeouts, had no walks. And he gave up no base hits. So Matt Krantz, who was playing for Johnson Imperial Homes just a week ago, on the juniors level, is now here in the senior state tournament in extra innings in the 10th inning. There is a baseball team in the American Legion baseball tournament, the elimination game. Here's Eli Lovell coming up there to begin the 10th inning now for Lincoln Southwest. So Matt Krantz out there now for Hastings, a right-handed thrower. And what a position for him to get his second appearance here in the state tournament. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Coming out is going to be Reimer, and he makes a catch on the ball at shortstop. Eli Lovell, he flies out to the shortstop, Sam Reimer. Sam making the play on the ball right behind the pitcher's mound between the mound in second base. That's the top of the order up there for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. As Kronz will have to mow these guys down. Jackson Rempe is the next guy to come up there. He throws a strike in the inside corner. 1-0 the count. Rempe so far has grounded out. He has singled. He has grounded out, and he's grounded out. 1-for-4 in the ball game. Matt Kronz gets his sign from his catcher, Asher. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. 1-1 now to Jackson Rempe. Logan Foster would be next, and then Connor Behrens. We are in the 10th inning of play. A do-or-die situation here for Hastings Fine Points Bank. They win. They'll face another elimination ball game tomorrow here in the state tournament. Day number 4. If they lose, their season is over for the year. There's the ball that's going to be popped up. Kronz is going to call for it. Kronz is going to make the catch out there. Both hands in his glove right there as he makes sure that second hand is in there to secure the ball. Jackson Rempe flies back to the pitcher. So 2 up, 2 down now for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank as Logan Foster comes to the plate next. This will be a tough foul for the youngster out there, Matt Kronz. Foster is tripled. He has singled. He has walked once. He has grounded out once. So it's a 2-2 ball game. Lincoln Southwest and Hastings as we play here in inning number 10. First pitch came back to the screen, so it's going to be 1-0. So they count on Logan Foster as he waits on the next pitch from Kronz. There's a swing and a miss. Russ really likes this guy. In fact, he debated on bringing him up to the seniors level this year. About a year of down on the juniors level, getting some experience and getting some at-bats would benefit him. So Kronz will definitely be a factor next year for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Next pitch is going to be outside, and again, the ball gets away back to the screen from Brooks Asher, and the count is sitting at 2-1. We are in the 10th inning here tonight, extra innings of our elimination ball game between Hastings and Lincoln Southwest. Next pitch is going to be outside, a fastball, a check swing, and the home base umpire said, yeah, he went around with it. A strike there. Base umpire says, yeah, he crossed the plane of the plate there, and it's going to be 2-2. For Logan Foster. Logan backs out of the right-hand batter's box, takes a stroll around the dirt. Now he's ready to go. Next pitch is going to be outside again. Has now 3-2. Connor Behrens would be next, and we'll see David Kaltenberger here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. This is the team that is 26-13 in the season. 1-1 here at the state tournament. Next pitch on the way. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. And now Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank has got to lead run down there at first base with a youngster, Matt Kronz, out on the mound for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Here comes Connor Behrens on the plate next. Connor Behrens, he has flown out to shortstop. He has grounded out once. He's got a single, and he has grounded out again. So he is 1-for-4 tonight. Kronz throws over to first base. Not in time as Panganiban applies a tag over there. Spelnik's at third base, and Reimers at shortstop, anchoring the left side of the infield. Kern and Panganiban over here on the right side. Another throw over there by Kronz, not in time. Valentine, Dreher, and Cockrell out in the outfield tonight for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Hastings has done a good job tonight. No errors in this ball game. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up again. It comes back near the screen. Asher comes back there, and Asher makes the catch, and the inning is over. Connor Behrens, he fouls back to the catcher, Brooks Asher, and the 10th inning is over for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the 10th with a score. Lincoln Southwest 2, Hastings 2.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Connor Sudig back out here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. He recorded the last out of the ninth inning when he struck out Braden Valentine. Hastings had the winning run at third base. So Sudig comes back out. There's Sam Reimer up to the plate as he hits someone down to first base. It's going to be retrieved there by the first baseman Kaltenberger, and he makes the tag on Reimer coming to the bag. So Sam Reimer grounds out to the first baseman to begin the bottom half of the 10th inning. Brock Greer comes up there next. Greer had a couple of base hits in the ball game so far in the fourth and the sixth innings. He has scored a run. He's grounded back to the pitcher, and he's flown out to left field in his four plate appearances. Sudig's pitch is going to come back to the screen, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Lincoln Southwest had a 2-0 lead as they scored runs in the fifth and the sixth innings. And Hastings coming back with two runs in the bottom of the sixth, and we've been tied ever since. Both teams has had some base runners here in the final three or four innings, but could not score. Here's the next pitch to Brock Greer. That's going to be outside for a ball. And Greer is now ahead on the count here in the 10th inning of play. Hastings, the home team here in this one, batting here in the bottom of the 10th. It's two balls and one strike now to Brock Greer. We've got the top of the order up here. Greer waiting on the 2-1 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now three balls and one strike. Russ Kendig down there in the third base coaching box for Hastings. Ben Reimer over here in the third base side. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. Brock Greer is aboard here for Hastings in the bottom of the 10th inning and one man out. There comes Jameson Cockrell to the plate next. Cockrell's flown out to left field. He is singled. Flown out to right field, and he's flown out again to left field. He's 1-for-4 in the ballgame. So now Cockrell comes up there with the winning run down there at first base in the former Brock Greer. Sudig will look that way. And a throw over to first base nearly got by Kaltenberger, but he grabs the ball there. Brock Greer, he leads the team in stolen bases this year. But Hastings is 0-for-4 in swiping bases here during the state tournament this weekend. Greer is taking an average lead right now at first base. He stays put as the ball is going to be hit to the right side. Gets through there for a base hit. Rempe picks it up in right field. Staying put at second base, making a big turn down there, putting on the brakes. Coming to a sliding stop was Brock Greer. So now Hastings with the runners on at first and second base. Greer had notions of maybe heading for third there, but the stop sign from head coach Russ Kendig comes up there. Greer puts on the brakes. He slides to a stop there in the skin portion of the infield. Gets it back to the bag at second. So now Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base here in the bottom of the 10th inning and one man out. And Alex Panganiban coming to the plate for Hastings. Bango, he's about due here in the ball game. He's grounded out once. He's got a walk. He's reached on an error, and he has struck out once. Bango has been solid throughout the summer of 2014. The pitch to him is going to be a breaking pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Alex Panganiban. Bango 336 during the summer. He had one home run. That was in the area tournament. 37 RBIs, which led the team for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He's behind on the count here. No balls and one strike. Next pitch swung on and missed by Pango. It was after an outside pitch there. Panganiban now looking at one ball and two strikes. There's one man out. Mason Spilnick would be next for Hastings. Hastings 5 Points trying to win it here in the bottom half of the 10th inning. Tied up with Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank here tonight. Connor Sudig looks in for the sign. He's got it. Checks the runner at second. Throws one to the plate. Fastball misses. Two balls and two strikes now to Panganiban. During the summer, Bango 16 base on balls and 13 strikeouts coming into the state tournament in Omaha this weekend. And here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be down low, and that one just misses. And now the count has worked full with 3 balls and 2 strikes with base runners on at first and second base here in the 10th inning. Spilanek and Asher scheduled up there for Hastings 5 points. Right now, all the attention on Alex Panganiban, accounted 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Sudig. A curveball. It's in there for a called third strike. Panganiban watches that one go by, and he called third strike, the second strike out of the ballgame for Connor Sudig. So now Hastings with 2 men out here in the 10th inning and runners on at first and second base. And Mason Spilanek comes to the plate next. Mason so far has grounded out twice. He's got an RBI single in the sixth, and he has grounded out again. That was in the 9th inning of play. He's 1 for 4 with a winning run down there at second base for Hastings. A pitch by Sudig is going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Mason Spilanek. Mason during the season was pretty solid player for us too. As Spilanek had a batting average on the year of .291. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball, and Spilanek has had a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Spilanek walked 13 times. He struck out 6 times during the regular season. He had 1 double for his extra base hits. Drove home 16 runs. The winning run right now is at second base for Hastings with 2 men out. And now the pitcher, Connor Sudig, will look towards second base. No throw, but he's off the rubber. Make sure Brock Dreher is back to the bag at second, hanging close there. Jameson Cockrell is over here at first base. Here's the next pitch outside for a ball. 3 balls and no strikes. Well, the only runner that counts right now is Brock Dreher at second base. Brock Dreher is taking his lead. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. Now the bases are loaded. So a baseline ball is given up here. Moving over to third base on the play is Dreher. Cockrell moves along to second. Down at first base is Mason Spilanek. And now Brooks Asher comes to the plate for Hastings. Asher lined out to the second baseman. He has struck out once. He's got a single. He's fouled out down the line in right field. He is 1 for 4 tonight. Asher trying to be the hero. The winning run is down there at third base for Hastings. Asher, a .246 hitter during the regular season, had a good area tournament out in North Platte a week ago. A base hit here for Brooks Asher would win it. 2 men out here in the bottom of the 10th inning. Sudig's ball is going to be hit right to the first baseman, picked up there by Kaltenberger. He goes over and touches the bag, and the inning is over. Brooks Asher on the first pitch that he sees hits it right to David Kaltenberger, who makes the play on the ball at first base for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, and the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs in the 10th inning. No runs on 1 base hit. No errors on Lincoln Southwest. Hastings leaves 3. We head to the 11th inning with a score of Lincoln Southwest 2, Hastings 2.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings had a chance to win it in both the 9th and the 10th innings tonight. Had runners at 2nd and 3rd base in the 9th inning. Did not score. Braden Valentine strikes out to end the inning. Hastings had the bases loaded in the 10th inning. Brooks Asher grounds out to the first baseman. So we head to inning number 11 here tonight. We're still tied up at 2 runs apiece between Lincoln Southwest and Hastings 5 points back in the elimination ball game. The Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament here in South Omaha. David Kaltenberger, the first baseman, is going to come to the plate here. Matt Krantz is going to stay out there, the pitcher for Hastings. And the pitch is going to be down low for a ball here on Kaltenberger. The count is sitting at one ball and no strikes. So Matt Krantz in his second inning of relief. The youngster here for Hastings Five Points Bank. Next pitch is a fastball that misses. And the count is at two balls and no strikes now on Kaltenberger. Eric Anderson, the number six hitter, and Chase Goble, the number seven hitter, scheduled up here for Lincoln Southwest. Next pitch is going to be hit to the left side. Gets near for a base hit by the third baseman, Mason Spillick. So Kaltenberger, he leads off the 11th inning with a single here for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. So now they have the lead run down there at first base. Eric Anderson comes to the plate next. Anderson is grounded out once. He's reached on a base on balls. He's got a sacrifice fly. That was back in the sixth inning. That drove home the second run of the ball game. And he has singled. That was back in the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be bunted down to first baseline. Packett even goes over and will tag out the base runner coming down the line, but the sacrifice works. As heading down to second base on the play is going to be David Kaltenberger. So now Lincoln Southwest has got a base runner in scoring position at second base and one man out. Chase Goble comes to the plate next. Goble, he's got a base hit in his four trips to the plate tonight. That was back in the fifth inning. He's grounded out once, he has struck out once, and he has struck out again. One for four comes up there now in the 11th inning. As the pitch is going to be down low by Matt Krantz. One ball and no strikes. Lead run is down there at second base in the form of Kaltenberger. Krantz looks that way. Here's the next pitch, swung on and foul tap back to the screen. And the count is now 1-1. Hastings will play in the elimination ball game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. If they can survive here, this elimination ball game tonight against Lincoln Southwest. If they lose, their season is over. Comes down to one game here tonight against Lincoln Southwest. Matt Krantz trying to propel his team to the win. Here's the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes. What a story this would be as Matt Krantz threw for Johnson Imperial Homes throughout the summer of 2014 and now moved up here just a week ago to play in the state tournament. There's the ball is going to be hit down the third base side. It hits the coach down in the third base coaching box, obviously foul. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes now to Chase Goble. Connor Sudig, the pitcher, would be next. One man out here for Lincoln Southwest. Here comes the next pitch in there from Krantz. Swung out and missed. He strikes him out. Krantz comes up with a big strikeout here. Matt Krantz gets the strikeout. And now the pitcher, Sudig, is going to come to the plate next. He hits that ball to a center field. That's going to be a set. Around the bag at third, coming home is going to be Kaltenberger. Here's the tag, and they have got him out at home plate. Kaltenberger attempting to score. The throw came in from center field. Brock Dreher to the cutoff plate, and Kaltenberger is gunned down attempting to score here in the bottom or the top of the 11th inning. So a great play there by Hastings again defensively. As Kaltenberger is gunned down at the plate, and we will head to the bottom of the 11th inning. In that 11th inning, Southwest, they score no runs. In the 11th, on a couple of base hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the 11th. Great play defensively by Hastings, keeps us in the ball game. We're tied at two runs apiece. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskey, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings Fine Points Bank again comes out here in the bottom half of the 11th inning with a chance to win it here tonight over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. We're still tied at two runs apiece. Neither team has scored since the sixth inning, but a great defensive play by Hastings in the top half of this inning keeps the score tied at 2-2. The ball hit to the outfield, returned back to the plate, and they gun down Kaltenberger attempting to score at the plate here. Now Zach Merrill comes up there next for Hastings. Merrill, he's the starting pitcher tonight for Hastings. Went the first nine innings. Now the DH here in this ball game as the pitch comes inside for a ball. So Zach Merrill now looking at kind of one ball and one strike. We're in the bottom half of the 11th inning here tonight between Hastings and Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Next pitch way outside for a ball. Has two balls and one strike. Merrill so far tonight is popped one to the shortstop. He's hit one to a right field. He's grounded out once, and he's reached on a base on balls during his four plate appearances. There's a chopper towards shortstop fielded there. The throw to first base is going to be in time, and Merrill is retired on the play from short to first. Ryan Kern comes up there next.
Second baseman number 10, Ryan Kern.
Ryan Kern, he is... But 2-1-4 in the ball game tonight. He had a double in the ninth inning. Hastings with a chance to win it in the ninth and in the tenth. With runners in scoring position, they had runners at third base in both of those innings, but did not score. So Ryan Kern comes back up here in the bottom of the 11th inning. As Sudik will go to work, and the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one. Ryan Kern playing at second base tonight. Next pitch is going to be hit on the ground again on the left side. That's going to get through there for a base hit into left field. Ryan Kern gets a single here. So now Hastings has got the winning run again on the base pads at first base this time with one man out. And that's going to bring up Braden Valentine next. Now we're going to have Matt Krantz going to come up here. Matt Krantz, the pitcher, is going to come up here in the 11th inning to bat. Scores around a bunt, pulls a back, and will take a pitch down low. So Krantz is up to the plate now for Hastings, the pitcher. Again, you've seen nothing but juniors level pitching throughout the 2014 season. It's got moved up to the seniors level this week. There's a throw over to first base, and diving back in there is going to be Ryan Kern. Krantz has done the job on the mound tonight since coming out in relief for Zach Merrill, who threw the first nine innings for Hastings. There's a throw of the first base again. Getting back in there is going to be Ryan Kern. Matt Krantz waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. Sudik delivers. Next pitch down low for a ball. There's now two balls and no strikes. Southwest obviously doesn't have a kind of a scouting report of Matt Krantz, who's been playing for Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes this summer. They're on their own here with Connor Sudik. Krantz is ahead on the count of two balls and no strikes. Again, the next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. Three balls and no strikes now. And the only runner that really makes a difference right now is Ryan Kern, who is down there at first base. He represents the winning run for Hastings. Krantz goes down and has a couple of words with Russ Kindig down there in the third base coaching box. Comes back and taps the outside of the plate. He's ahead of the count of three balls and no strikes. And here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be outside. Now the ball gets away from the catcher, Anderson. It's going to be a base on balls, and Hastings has got runners on at first and second base. So Sudik walks the man now here in the 11th inning of play.
First out, number five, Sam Reimer.
That's going to be his third walk since coming out in relief. And now Sam Reimer comes to the plate next. There is one man out for Hastings here in the 11th inning. And now the head man for Lincoln Southwest is going to come out and have a chat here with his pitcher, Connor Sudik. Hastings will send their two base runners over to talk with Russ Kindig along with the batter, Sam Reimer, and the first base coach, Ben Reimer, all meeting here in the third base side right in front of the Lincoln Southwest dugouts. Coming up next here in Omaha, it'll be Omaha Westside KB Building Services and Papillion-La Vista South. Those are the two undefeated teams remaining. They'll square off in the 8 o'clock ball game. It was scheduled for 8 o'clock tonight. We're in the bottom half of the 11th inning right now. And here comes Sam Reimer to the plate next. Sam Reimer in the 11th with runners on at first and second base. Connor Sudig is going to stay out there. Sudig looks at the runner at second base. Now offers one to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Sam Reimer. Lincoln Southwest will put the infield at regular depth here with runners on at first and second base. Sam Reimer winning on the pitch here. Scores around a bunt again. Puts it down in front of the plate, then fouls it away. The count now at one ball and one strike. Reimer during the year, a 229 hitter. Hastings has got only one man out, so Reimer could effectively sacrifice this one and have runners at second and third with the top of the order and Brock Dreher coming up there for Hastings, who had a good day yesterday. Dreher's got two base hits already here in this ball game. He would be next. Reimer again squares around the bunt, lays it down, fielded there by a pitcher. He looks at third, and then nobody's at first base, and everybody's going to be safe. Sudig looked at third base and didn't have a play there. He goes back to first. Nobody was there to cover the bag, so everybody's going to be safe, and Reimer gets a base hit. Reimer gets a base hit, moving along to third base on the play is going to be Ryan Kern. Kranz moves along to second base on the play. Now we got the top of the order coming up here. Brock Dreher with one man out. Hastings has had a chance to win this thing in the ninth and the tenth, and now a golden opportunity here in the 11th inning. One man out, and Brock Dreher, the top of the order, coming to the plate next for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Dreher has got a couple of singles. He has walked once, he has grounded out once, and he's flown out to left field once. And now we're going to have another conversation on the mound here as Hastings 5 Points Bank will pull their troops together here on the near sideline. Here on the third baseline, Hastings with one man out here in the bottom half of the 11th inning. They're trying to stave off elimination here tonight. If they win, they'll play again tomorrow at 8 o'clock. If they lose, their season is over. And Hastings fighting here to the bitter end. Merrill started things off by grounding out here in the 11th. Ryan Kern had a single. Matt Kranz with a base on balls. Sam Reimer then got a single. Infield variety. And now Brock Dreher comes to the plate. Bases are loaded. And now Lincoln Southwest will play with the infield in. Brock Dreher needs to poke it by the infield that's drawn in here on the edge of the grass. And the pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. One and no, the counts. Brock Dreher for Hastings is at the plate here. He's at the top of the order. Done a great job for Hastings this year. Batting average at .318 during the summer. Here's the next pitch. Down low for another ball. Brock Dreher has an on-base percentage this year of .462. He gets on the base pads a lot. That's all we need right here in the bottom half of the 11th inning. Hastings 2, Lincoln Southwest 2. Connor Sudig is your pitcher. Behind in the count here at 2 balls and no strikes. And the 2-0 pitch is on the way. It's going to be down low for a ball and outside. 3 balls and no strikes now to Brock Dreher with the bases loaded. Standing down there at third base for Hastings is Ryan Kern. That represents the winning run. 3 balls and no strikes to Brock Dreher. And let's see if Connor Sudig can deliver a strike here. Connor Sudig looks in for the sign from his catcher Anderson. The 3-0 pitch is on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. Barely nicks the inside corner for a strike, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike now. Jamison Cockrell, Alex Panganiban, scheduled up there after Brock Dreher. Here comes a 3-1 pitch down low. He walks in the run. Hastings wins the ball game. Hastings is going to win the ball game 3-2. Brock Dreher gets a walk here in the bottom of the 11th inning, and Hastings, wow, will move on to another ball game tomorrow at 8 o'clock. We go to the bottom of the 11th inning. get the bases loaded, and Brock Dreher gets a walk in the bottom of the 11th inning to drive home Ryan Kern, and Hastings wins the ball game tonight by a score of 3-2 over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. So Hastings improves to 29 wins and 19 losses on the season. They will play in the 8 o'clock ball game tomorrow here in Omaha. Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, they wrap up their season with a mark of 26 wins and 14 losses. Hastings wins it tonight over Lincoln Southwest. The final score is 3-2. Back with a recap after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods. Save! Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings Five Points Bank will live to see another day here at the State American Legion Baseball Tournament in Omaha. Hastings knocks off Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank tonight by a score of 3-2. Final numbers, Hastings with 3 runs, 11 base hits, no errors. Lincoln Southwest, 2 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Matt Krantz will be credited with the win here tonight, coming up from the juniors team. Just a week ago, he played for Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, and he comes up. He'll get the win in relief tonight. Zach Merrill pitched the first 9 innings. Matt Krantz will get the win in relief. Connor Sudig will be the losing pitcher for Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Hastings with chances to win the ball game in the 9th and the 10th. They had runners at third base, could not score. They got to the 11th inning, and they got the bases loaded. That was Brock Dreher getting a walk in the bottom of the 11th inning. They'll force in Ryan Kern, and that's all Hastings needs as they beat Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank tonight by a score of 3-2. So Hastings are now 29-19 in the season. They will play in the elimination ball game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Lincoln Southwest, they wrap up their season with a mark of 26 wins and 14 losses. So Hastings wins it tonight 3-2 over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as American Legion baseball action continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
Back here in Omaha, Hastings wins it tonight over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank by a score of 3-2. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. First of all, Matt Krantz, he throws 2 innings of relief tonight, gives up 2 base hits, walked 1, struck out 1, throws 21 pitches tonight after Zach Merrill throws 136 in the first 9 innings. Merrill gives up 7 hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Offensively for Hastings, Brock Dreher, he had a total of 2 base hits in the ball game tonight. Jameson Cockrell, he had 2 hits. Ryan Kern had 2 hits, and Sam Reimer had 2 hits for Hastings Five Points Bank. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings Five Points Bank. First of all, you got to look to Matt Kranz. Comes on, throws 2 innings of relief tonight, gives up no runs, only 2 base hits, 1 base on balls, 1 strikeout. As Kranz faces 8 guys to wrap up the ball game for Hastings Five Points Bank. So a great job by Matt Kranz tonight. And then Brock Dreher, 2 out of 4 from the plate tonight. He received a walk to drive home the winning run. They're in the bottom half of the 11th inning. He scores a run himself, had a 1 RBI, walks twice as Brock Dreher collects 2 out of the 11 hits for Hastings Five Points Bank as Hastings staves off elimination here in the state tournament in Omaha as they knock off Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank tonight 3-2. Matt Kranz, Brock Dreher are players of the game tonight for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the coach's post-game show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Summer savings going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney. Suits and sport coats, $99 and up. Select dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Summer shorts, tees, shirts, and polos, 30 to 50% off, including Tommy Bahama and Cutter and Buck. Ladies, shop the Hastings store for 30 to 75% off on the entire store of summer clothing. Select Brighton accessories, charms, shoes, and handbags, 50% off. Don't miss the summer savings event going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings. It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
So Hastings wins it here tonight over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank by the score of 3-2 in the 11 innings as Hastings head coach Russ Kindig will join us on the post game show. And Coach, all I can say is, wow, what an American Legion baseball game tonight.
Yeah, can you believe that? How much fun was that?
Was it that much fun on the field?
Oh, I think I lost about 5 years on my life. But, yeah, it was a blast. Just up and down watching the guys just go up in those tough spots and come through. And, you know, kind of we said before the game, we've got to play mistake-free baseball if we want to win tonight. We just went 11 innings of mistake-free, no errors, made every single play. Stuck around, and, you know, didn't get down because we couldn't get the run in the ninth. Didn't get down because we couldn't get him in the tenth. We just kept going. Matt Kranz comes in. God, what would we do without him right now? You know, he came in and threw great. What a great job that young man did. And then you asked Zach Merrill to go out there and throw after he threw on Friday or Saturday, and he goes 9 innings. You know, just wanted the ball, didn't want to come out. But, you know, that was the fifth time we were sending him through, and we're going to need Alex tomorrow. So we thought Matt, the way he's been, we've seen him throw all year, could come in and do a good job, and he did.
A gutsy move, I think, on your part. Again, we said during the broadcast, this is a guy who has basically been down at the junior level all season long. You bring him up. You thought you might have a chance to get him in a ball game or two. Not in the 10th inning with the season on the line. Matt Kranz has come through for you guys.
Yeah. You know, I watched him up and down this year, and Matt's thrown great. Throws as hard as anybody. Has a great off-speed pitch there, and you know, God, let me send him out there to bat. We wanted to keep him in for another inning, and it was a bunt situation. We were going to put a guy on second base and put him in scoring position. Matt goes up there, didn't try and bunt a ball, moved him over, and what a game.
What were you telling the guys in the 11th after you squander opportunities in the 9th, squander opportunities in the 10th? What did you tell the guys when they come up in the 11th?
Right, just keep grinding. You're going to get another chance. We're going to keep putting zeros up. You're going to get another chance, and whoever it is, make the best of it, and that's exactly what we did.
Maybe the game-saving play for you guys was the guy that we threw out at home plate back there in the 10th inning of play. Again, defense came through for you guys in this ball game again with no errors, but that was a great defensive play by you guys too.
That was. God, Brock got a good bounce. That helped, and then got behind it well and came through, threw a dart down to Brooks, got the tag on, and you know, just carries momentum into that game, into the next inning.
So Hastings wins it here tonight by a score of 3-2 in 11 innings over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. You live to see another day, and the guy's going to be probably sky high after this one, huh?
Yeah, they are. You know, they're happy as can be. They talked us into staying another night. God dang, we were going to head home, and you know, how can you say no to them right now? So we're going to stay another night, try and figure out what the heck to do tomorrow and take on a good West Side team.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the game we're going to see tomorrow is KB Building Services, a team that's lost only three games all summer long, but it's going to be a tough one, no doubt about it, tomorrow.
Yeah, it could be, and you know, it's either going to be West Side or, and I guess we can't play Papio South, so maybe it'll be Millard West if that came up. I don't know how that's all going to shake down, but God, how much fun is this? You know, that's why we play these games.
So Hastings wins it again by the score of 3-2. And now, pitching-wise, when we get to the fourth game of this tournament, you're trying to piece things together. We are still in pretty good shape, though. We got Pango still out there. He's not throwing a single inning yet.
Yeah, I think we'll go Matt Krantz. No, no, Alex Pangademan. He'll be on the mound for us tomorrow. You know, just what an opportunity for him, what an opportunity for us to be able to save him, be able to start him on and not have thrown an inning yet. You know, most of these guys are going to be on their four. We're sitting on a two or a three, just like today. They were on their three. We were on their two, so... You know, hats off to these guys. They just keep working. You can't be more proud of them right now.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yep, Mike.
Russ Kendig, the head coach for Hastings, 5 points back. Again, Hastings wins it tonight 3-2 in 11 innings over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. We'll take our final break. We'll be back right after this.
5 points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
So Hastings 5 points back wins it tonight 3-2 over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Hastings moves on. They will play again tomorrow at 8 o'clock in another elimination ball game. We'll hang around. We'll have the game for you tomorrow night on 1230 KHIS. The Pepsi pregame show begins at 7:45 tomorrow night. But what a ball game. Hastings chances to win it in the 9th and the 10th innings. They hang on, get to the 11th inning, and they have a bases loaded walk. Ends it here as Brock Dreher forces home the winning run. Ryan Kern scores in the bottom of the 11th after Hastings loaded up the bases. Brock Dreher gets the walk to drive home the winning run, and Hastings wins it by a score of 3-2. Hastings now 29-19 on the season. That'll wrap things up from Omaha tonight. Again tomorrow, 7:45 for the Prepsy pregame show. 8 o'clock for the first pitch. Hastings to take on an opponent that'd be determined after the second ball game or the third ball game. Played here tonight. It looks like we could see Omaha Westside KB Building Services, and that's an elimination ball game tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and that will be one of the tougher teams, no doubt about it, that Hastings has faced all season long. They got 24 hours to worry about it. We'll be back again tomorrow. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Omaha.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.